the Don and Mike Show.
I love radio, but I hate this place. This radio station is a freaking embarrassment. I just want anybody in the industry to know that we know this station is an embarrassment. It's awful the way the station is programmed. Hey, we'll see everybody at the Christmas party Friday night.
Yeah, totally forgot about it.
Yeah, thought you might have.
I totally forgot about it.
The Don and Mike Show.
I have a message for all you good, moral, Christian people who are complaining that breasts and vaginas are obscene. Hey, don't complain to me. Complain to the manufacturer. Okay? And although Jesus told us not to judge, I know you're going to judge anyway, so judge sanely. Judge with your eyes open. What do you consider obscene? Is this obscene to you?
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show.
Hi, welcome to our show.
Mr. Son of a Beat.
Hello, everybody. You got the Don and Mike Show. Coming to you live. 4 hours every weekday. From the studios of WJFK, Washington, D.C. Broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast. Time for free at 877-365-3636.
Oh, that's
but
right.
But turn your radio down. Know who would you do call. Don't call to play the name game. No calls to rate women. Don't ask when they're coming to your town.
What was the question?
And don't call telling jokes.
Smashing baby.
The Don and Mike Show.
I can't hear you.
You can get it.
Yeah.
Move to your left.
I beg your pardon.
Move to your right. The Don and Mike Show. The best thing you're going to find. The Don and Mike Show.
You know, I've always had trouble hearing you.
Get into it.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Gentlemen, just 19 days until we celebrate the birth of this man, Philip Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
I'm Rob A. Rob Spiewak from the Don and Mike Show on WJFK, and I want to know, are you ready to help our team do a big win over the Giants today? What do you say, fans?
Hey, what do you say, fans?
Man, frankly, I'm surprised that Phil made it here today.
Why?
He spent all morning on the subway with Homo Joe. It's busy. It's a busy time.
What do you say, fans?
What do you say to good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Hamsterdam and all the ships at sea? Hey, they always make Buzz burst out with a huge, loud laugh. It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara.
Thank you, Robbie, and hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. The Don and Mike Show. Don't be fooled by the network label, Westwood One. We are really nationally syndicated.
Really?
Yep, Westwood One. It's a new episode coming at you on Wednesday. December 6th.
Phone number, same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
Oh.
877-365-3636. That's your hotline to the hill.
Welcome to my world.
Oh, welcome to our wonderful world. Yes, come on in.
Won't you come on in?
We'll just wait now for Buzz to start laughing real loud.
Ah, did you hear that?
That was a forced one, though, Buzz.
No, I'm off and running.
So happy.
Just wait for that big belly laugh. Step into Buzz's giant slap.
Leave your cares behind now.
Don't get blown away from all the wind from that laughter. Buzz's giant laughs are built with you in mind.
Built with you in mind. Built with you in mind.
Okay, hello, welcome to the show, everybody. The first thing I have to find out if we're set for tomorrow's Christmas concert, which should be happening now.
Right.
Dennis Murphy, Homo Joe, Tom Gavin, Cheryl the Big Dyke. Hopefully they will all be arranged outside our palatial Don and Mike world headquarters.
Hold on, I think I got something for you here.
Right. Right out of the chute.
That's good news.
That's sponsorable. Egars.com.
I had the great pleasure today of sharing that fact that we have those sponsored with someone at the gym today, and looking at the response of you know that joy you get on a guy's face, you know, when he thinks something's funny. She said you sponsor him, and he just had this look, and then the slow chuckle that turned into a Buzz Burbank guffaw.
www.egars.com, the hottest cigar site on the planet. So listen, Dennis Murphy, if you're out there listening, please make sure you get in touch with Charles Broyhill, and the same with you, Homosexual Joseph, and also Tom Gavin, who will be the baby Jesus Christ tomorrow.
Yeah, wonderful. Yeah, we'll have to wrap him up, though, obviously, you know, because it's going to be cold out there.
Yeah, sure we will.
Tom's susceptible to illness.
Here is our producer, Charles Broyhill.
Tom has already called 10 times this morning.
All right, I know, he's very good like that.
Well, yeah.
Or very bad like that.
Right. He called me twice, 5 minutes apart, just to make sure I didn't change my mind.
Hey, buddy.
And Cheryl has to work until about 5:30, but she'll be here after that.
Well, all right. We'll probably be done with it by then. Have you heard from Dennis?
No, I have not.
And do we have a karaoke machine? Because I think that's what we really need, is a karaoke machine for him out there.
I believe Rob owns one.
Rob?
I'm busted. I sold it at the yard sale.
Oh. You sold it at your yard sale.
Oh, God. Rob.
So we need a... Hold on. Mike's got one for us now. Okay. You know what made that one special? The fact that he turned and gave me a point right before. You dedicated that one to me, didn't you?
Yeah.
Thank you. www.egars.com.
Wow.
The hottest cigar site on the planet.
I'm back on my nutritional program.
So we need a karaoke machine, I guess,
we'll
Jeremy.
Take care of that.
Okay, so we need the machine, and then I'll leave that in your capable hands.
Thank you.
Okay, beautiful. So
Dennis hasn't called.
No, Lisa talked to him yesterday.
Okay, so he is going to be here, though.
Yes.
Sir, they can, like, tomorrow at this time, they can be outside, and we can look at them right through the window, and then they can just be serenading people throughout the afternoon.
Ho, ho, ho.
Beautiful. All right, thank you, Charles. Well, then I will worry no more about tomorrow's giant Christmas concert, which will incidentally officially kick off the Christmas season.
Yay. That's when you say it's official?
On the Don and Mike Show.
You have made noise. I've listened to you, you know, with I sit over here and you do all the behind-the-scenes workings, but I observe your antics over there sometimes, and I couldn't help but overhear when you were saying, no, it's too early for this, it's too early for that, with, I guess, some of our regular Christmas fare.
Yeah.
So tomorrow begins the official...
Yes, it's the fam.
Ah, very good.
All the stuff that we will run into the ground between now and Christmas.
Wonderful.
And I'll officially start tomorrow on the show. And I know that at some point, you guys, if you haven't already purchased my gift, you're going to want to know what to give me. And I'm going to give everybody a gigantic hint. But I saw it today in 7-Eleven.
Good.
And who would buy this? I really don't know.
Okay.
But I was at the 7-Eleven this morning, got done with carpool, went in, got my big, 7-Eleven's got that beautiful, like, 32-ounce coffee jobber. I mean...
You drink 32 ounces of coffee?
I get the big-ass cup of coffee.
Wow.
And I'm standing there in line with, the thousands of migrant workers who are there buying their supplies for the day.
Sure.
And, as I was standing there in line, I heard one guy say to another guy, wow, look at that. That's a sweet, sweet gift. And I couldn't figure out what they were talking about until I finally worked my way towards the front of the line, and I saw that what these guys were admiring was a giant holiday box from Budweiser.
Okay, right,
the
cool.
box is about yo big. You see it, Rob? Okay, you know what I'm talking about?
Absolutely.
All right. Box is about yo big. And it's got a gigantic champagne bottle full of Budweiser.
Not just a champagne bottle, like a Magnum, like one of the big bottles.
You know, like one of those big-ass bottles.
Filled with Bud?
Yep.
Yeah, and it comes with champagne glasses that, of course, have the Budweiser logo.
Oh, and the Bud guys probably don't want to drink champagne on New Year's Eve.
It's beautiful. I mean, I cannot imagine anything that is more white trash and redneck.
Did you, maybe that's why I'm getting so excited. Did you happen to get a price on it?
I think it was like $69.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to get Joe Ardinger a gift this year.
What, Robbie?
That'd be a good gift for Joe.
Yeah, I'm going to get one
I've
for Joe.
I think I've seen it cheaper than $69.
Oh, really?
I think I saw it for $49.
Wow.
So shop around. That's right. It's a great gift for anyone during the holidays.
Absolutely. All I know is that, these guys were talking about some gift that they saw behind the counter, and I expected, what are you laughing at?
The head, the big giant head.
What did he do?
He just amuses me sometimes. Just his very presence amuses me.
What'd you do?
He did silly stuff.
Okay, all right.
He did silly stuff.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Ho, ho, ho!
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, man.
So anyway, if that's not the dumbest thing that I've ever seen, and these guys were just drooling over it. Then, as they were being rung up and I was waiting to buy my coffee, these two guys were like, oh, that is so beautiful.
How many beers do you think are in it?
I don't know.
How many 12 ounces?
I don't know, but these two guys were just like, I would like that for Christmas. I would like that so much for Christmas.
Are we still forbidden from calling 7-Elevens? I mean, we're just forbidden from doing that bit, right?
You mean the foreign or domestic bit?
Yeah.
I don't think we're forbidden from calling 7-Eleven.
Can't we just call 7-Eleven? I'd love to know how many ounces of beer
it's another. It used to be one of our greatest bits.
Yeah, it was a fantastic bit.
Before they came down on us, all these stupid goddamn phone rules, was that we would just call 7-Elevens at random, and we would have people on the telephone, and people would call the show, and they could win a prize. We would say, foreign or domestic? Would it be a foreigner, or would it be a naturalized American who answers the phone?
Right.
At 7-Eleven.
And, we had big fun when we'd make the phone calls.
Sure.
Big surprises, too. I remember one day in the district, we got four guys that were American-born in a row. It was astonishing.
Right. So, yeah, give me the number. We'll find out how much that thing is and find out exactly who's buying it. Anybody watch the Billboard? I'm positive nobody watches except me last night. The stupid Billboard Music Awards.
There's your guy.
Did you see our man Barry Williams?
No, I didn't see Barry Williams.
Okay. Barry Williams, and we've got to get him on the show to recreate.
I saw a lot of cleavage. I saw Britney Spears' cleavage.
We've got to recreate the moment that Greg Brady had last night. Now, we've had him on the show dozens of times. He's been out shilling his dumb album,
right.
He sings We Are the Champions.
Let me be the first to congratulate NSYNC.
He last night, though, came out and he did a version of Eminem, The Real Slim Shady.
Oh, no.
But I'm telling you, I laughed my ass off.
Was it funny because he did a good job, or was he trying to be serious?
No. It was partly that he was trying to be serious.
Right.
And partly that the lyrics were funny because it was, oh, I'm Greg Brady. Yes, I'm Greg Brady. Oh, I'm Greg Brady. I'm Greg Brady.
That's a funny concept.
And it was, I thought, the funniest thing I'd ever seen. I believe you have a funnier concept, though, for us.
I do.
God damn, you are a show-off.
Wow.
Ho, ho, ho.
Thank you all for coming.
How am I going to keep up with that today?
You're not today.
I can't.
You're not today. This is just the beginning.
www.egars.com.
Oh, you know how you had
the hottest cigar set on the planet.
You know how you had that record-setting day in New York?
Yeah.
I don't think anybody will ever touch that, but I'm feeling I might give you a run for your money today.
Jesus H. Christ.
Pretty amazing.
Well, that's a great one.
Thank you very much.
That was a great one.
Thank you. Can I get a replay on that, possibly?
Yeah, yeah.
Rob's doing a million things at once.
Rob's
here.
Getting a phone number right now.
Get it for you. Hold on.
You got the number?
Oh. I usually mine aren't worth replaying a lot.
No, this one is.
Reel number two?
1 second.
Poor boy's strapped. Look, we're actually making him work today.
Yeah, he's breaking a sweat.
Get us phone numbers. Reel two, here we go. Go for us.
I do.
God damn, you are a show off. Very nice.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I almost regret I made you replay it because it wasn't as good as I thought it would be. I hope I do better.
Oh, sure it was.
It was good.
I had a definite up and down person. real personality.
Yes, it did.
So, anyway, if anybody has a tape of that stupid Greg Brady song, call the show. I'll give you a prize if you play it on the phone because
I thought it was really slap nuts funny.
Mm.
And I've never thought anything that guy has done has been funny, especially his many appearances on this show.
Well, you know, he's milked that Greg Brady thing as far as he can do it, and it's nice to see him, you know, find some sort of originality.
He was freaking funny. Hold on a second there, Buzz. Rob, how long is it going to take you to get me one phone number?
Because I know which one. I know one particular 7-Eleven that has.
Here, watch. Here we go. Watch. Watch, learn, listen. Jeez, I bet they all have them, Rob.
Welcome to Verizon Local and National 411.
What city and state?
Fairfax, Virginia.
What listing?
7-Eleven.
Thank you. Please. That number, 703.
See, look at that.
Thank you.
I've already dialed it.
Wow.
Very efficient. Rob is still on the phone trying to find one from directory assistance. Want something done in this world, do it yourself.
I guess.
I got nothing but love for you, Rob.
Okay, but I don't think this 7-Eleven has that pack. This one does.
You don't think my 7-Eleven that I'm calling has it?
Well, that's, I go to that 7-Eleven every day. That's the one on Main Street. That doesn't have it.
You don't think they have it?
I don't think they do.
All right.
And they never answer their phones. Come on!
I know, as of Thanksgiving, this one did.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Is this 7-Eleven?
Yeah?
Yes, hi. This is the Don and Mike Show. I hope you don't mind going on the air with us. Is that okay?
Oh, it's 7-Eleven, what?
Yes, hello. I'm wondering, do you have... This is why we used to love playing foreign or domestic.
Absolutely.
Do you have the Budweiser holiday display that has the Budweiser beer in a gigantic champagne bottle?
What's the champagne bottle? Otherwise, okay, what is champagne?
No. Do you have at your 7-Eleven the Budweiser holiday box that has beer in a giant champagne bottle with two champagne bottles also attached?
Champagne glasses.
Yeah, when I say bottles, glasses, excuse me.
No champagne glass.
No, you don't understand. Do you have Budweiser there?
Yeah, Budweiser, yeah. Uh-huh. Do you have Budweiser company?
Yes. Do you have the Budweiser holiday pack?
No, Budweiser holiday pack. Or same pack.
It would be probably right up on the counter.
That was a thing of beauty.
All right.
Beauty, eh?
Okay. Ty goes to the runner, though, Rob.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Because we really don't know if
now, do we have the number of the one that has it?
Yeah.
This one had it on Thanksgiving Day.
Ah, very good. Okay. I would think they'd all have it.
I think so, too.
I want one. I don't even drink Budweiser.
Sounds good.
Oh, sure, it sounds good.
I want to give it to Ardinger.
He'd probably like it.
Yeah.
He'd be able to use the bottle as a bong later.
I'm going to see about... When we get a guy, if they've got it there, if we can have them deliver it. Now, that would be a tall order. Takes them a long time to answer the phones.
Well, you know, I'll say this about 7-Eleven. They're understaffed.
Yes.
I mean, they're busy as hell.
Mm-hmm.
And generally, there's only one guy who's got to do everything. He's got to get the food. He's got to ring up the stuff.
All the more reason why it will be a tall order to get the individual we speak with to deliver that package. And then I'm going to give it to Joe. Today.
Oh, you want it today? You want it that fast?
I want it today. I want the person who answers this phone to bring it to me.
You may have to sweeten the deal to get it
today. I will.
Today.
I'll tip them. I'll give them, you say it's what, a $50 prize?
Bucks. Probably. I'll give them a dollar or two on top of the price.
That's fine. Well, they're not even answering the phone at your 7-Eleven, Rob.
They're too busy selling the Budweiser gift packs.
Or lottery tickets.
Do we have another number?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Call this one, Rob. This is the one that I was at.
Right.
What street on? What street is that on?
I don't know. It's the only one there, though.
Right.
Hope, Mike, I got something for you.
Here we go. It's a battle today.
Wow. Touche.
The horse race.
P-U.
Yeah.
P-friggin-U.
Touche.
www.egars.com.
Not like you've been drinking Budweiser.
This is the cigar site on the planet.
Happy holidays.
Smells awful.
Yeah. Well, aren't you all full of medicine again? Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't they shoot you up? You were moving. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'll do it.
You get the whiff of that.
Oh, my gosh.
I had to. I had to go to the hospital again today to get all these injections in my kidney.
And that's what does it. You know, that's what does it. The medicines and stuff.
You got to thank you, Rob. Good boy.
That's it.
Thank you, Rob.
I'm going to the hospital.
Jesus, that is, there's nothing that can fight it. There's nothing that can destroy that. Thank God for that citrus spray. Rob, I want, we need to carton up on that.
We got it.
I'm sorry.
I like this is going to help.
Hi, this is the Don and Mike Show. I hope you don't mind going on the air with us. How you doing?
Good.
How are you
Listen,
doing?
I was in your 7-Eleven just this morning.
Okay.
And I have a question.
Okay.
Are you at the front counter right now?
No, I'm not.
You're not. Can you tell me, you know that that Budweiser display that you have up front?
Big yes. Champagne bottle with Budweiser in it, champagne glasses?
Right.
Right. Can you tell me how much that baby runs for?
That's $49.99.
Would you be able to bring that over to the radio station? I'll give you $20.
Mike, this is the one that's all the way by my house.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, then that's too far. Is there
I
any...
know you. This is Don and Mike, right?
Yes. Hello. How you doing? Hello.
I know you were talking about my 7-Eleven at one time when I was telling my employee to open that register and get ready, you know, to get with the customer, and she wouldn't understand me.
There you go.
I love my 7-Eleven. I want to say I love my hometown 7-Eleven.
Hey, do you have any sass? Do you have any spare employees around that might be able to make a delivery?
No, I don't. Actually, I'm short of the staff.
Hey, listen, let me ask you something, honey. Has anybody really bought one of those hideous Budweiser champagne bottles?
You know what? That's a funny thing, because in this particular store, I didn't get to sell no one. But in the previous store that I was working at, I sold 10 in 1 month.
10 in 1 month?
Wow. Wow. Yes.
Is your other store closer to Fairfax?
No, it's in Reston.
Reston.
Oh. All right. Thank you for your time.
No problem.
All right. Bye, honey.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
She was very nice.
Yes, she
and
was.
There you go. $49.95.
Reasonable.
I love my 7-Eleven. I really think that my 7-Eleven.
Thank heaven for yours.
The one that's in my town kicks ass.
Really?
It's really good.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Well, you know, they're all, any franchise, they're going to be degrees of improvement with each and every passing.
I'm not too fond of the crusty old guy who I guess is the owner-operator.
Right.
But most of the other people in there are very nice, as that lady was.
Well, he's probably unpleasant because he's working so hard.
Hold on. We got a guy from Bud.
All right.
Here's a guy who works for Budweiser. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you couple knock-kneed turd splitters.
Hey, you bastard.
Hey, I work for a distributor. Those things are flying off the shelves.
Oh, I want one. I got to get one, and I got to get it today.
They have 84 ounces of beer in them.
I want two.
I bet that they are going straight out to trailer parks throughout America.
Well, you know how some tequilas have the worm in them?
Right.
There's something special in each Budweiser bottle.
Like what's in there?
A growler.
Oh, it's
growler.
The growler guy.
Not even a real Bud guy.
Jesus Christ.
I'm so disappointed.
Hello, man. Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello?
Mike?
Yeah, hi, Don and Mike.
Radio gods.
Hi there. Hold on. Jeremy, hold on. Hold on, Jeremy.
Okay. thank you, sir.
That was Mike, everybody.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
That was Mike, who's not on any kind of medicine, right?
No, I'm just on my diet again.
www.egars.com, hottest cigar site on the planet. Mm-hmm. This might be the most they've gotten for their money in one show in the first segment.
Yeah, we're like our own Mr. Methane's
in a long time. Yes, hello, what can we do for you?
Oh, I was calling about the Budweiser thing.
Yes.
Yeah, I actually bought one for one of my friends for Christmas.
Well, he must be a lucky, lucky person, whoever's getting that.
Yes. That he is. We are Budweiser radio gods. We are the Budweiser gods.
How many beers, how many 12-ounces, or how many ounces of beer is in that?
There is...
80-something.
84.
84 ounces. Huh?
84 ounces. Excuse me, 64 ounces.
Is it 64 ounces?
That's five and a pound.
Yeah, I don't know. Listen, all I know is that you get that.
It's a six-pack.
You get a nice Johnny Reb hat.
Right.
And you've got a beautiful prize pack.
Ooh, for about, dog.
About 80% of the people who are listening to the show right now.
Make sure you have the dog in your car.
And you got to get one of those. Speaking of dogs, you got to get one of those window stickers. If you're going to put together a prize pack for the average Joe who listens to the show.
Right.
You got the Budweiser and the champagne bottle.
Mm-hmm.
the Johnny Reb hat,
of
right?
Course.
And you've got to have the sticker that you put in the window of your car that has, I don't know which cartoon character it is, but it's one of them taking a leak, and it like says, I piss on Fords, or...
Tasmanian Devil, maybe.
I piss on Chevys.
It's Calvin, from Calvin and Hobbes.
Yeah, that's who it is.
Absolutely.
Mike, here you go. Here's your man. Tony?
Yeah.
You going to help Mike out?
Hey, I can. I live down the street, man.
You do?
Yeah.
All right, will you get me one?
How much are you going to get me for?
What do you mean?
What are you going to give me?
Oh, forget it. I don't like you. It's totally money motivated.
Here's another guy, Johnny.
Yeah, hello.
Johnny, you going to help Mike out?
Yeah, I live right down the street from that. I'd be glad to pick it up and bring it over if you want.
Okay, what a nice $1 tip we get for you?
That's perfectly fine. Just
fantastic.
You guys, it'd be great.
Okay, so that'll be, I guess, my total cost will be $51 or $52. How about $52?
With tax.
That's cool.
Hey, big spender.
I'll be there within 40 minutes or so.
Thank you so much.
Okay, just coming to the lobby.
Rob wanted one, too. Could you get one for Rob? Rob will give you a $2 tip also, won't you, Rob? No, Rob won't give you a $2 tip.
You want one for Joe?
Yeah, well, no, I'm getting mine is going to go to Joe.
Oh,
Rob,
okay.
Rob might as well clarify who he's getting his for.
Yeah.
Rob, do you want to spend the money for it?
No, I thought we were getting them for free. That's
no,
the
I don't think
that I wanted.
I don't think we're getting them for free.
No.
Sir, we're going to pay you for them, right? You're not getting these for...
I'll throw in one of them for free, but I'm not going to go two.
Give one for Mike for free, because Mike has the spirit
of
holiday.
No, hold on. This is not a guy who works for Bud. This is just some guy who listens to the show, right?
Yeah, exactly.
No, this is a gift.
You guys. That's why
I'm getting somebody to bring me a gift that I will pay for, because I'm paying for this for Joe Arden. Because
you want to give it to Slow Joe.
That's right. If you would like to give Rob your... Yours is a Christmas gift. That's totally up to you, sir.
Okay, well, I'll see how many they have. I'll definitely get at least the one.
Frankly, I don't think Rob deserves it, to be honest with you.
No, you know what? I prefer not.
All right, we've modified our order. The order is one. Just bring me one, and I will give it to Joe when he comes into work tonight. I'm excited about it.
And you'll pay this guy for it, right?
I'll bring you guys a couple Excaliburs, too, so I know you guys smoke those.
Right. No, I will bring you, I will have money for you when you come here. I will have 52 American dollars
for you. All right, thank you, my friend.
All right, let me get on the road.
All right, bye-bye.
Very good.
Bye-bye.
Excellent. When do you see this thing? This thing just reeks. You smell white trash as soon as you see this thing.
Oh, man. Hey, sir, if you're listening, I hope you have time to get some wrapping paper, too.
You got
to
see. Mike, no need.
Really?
No need.
Oh, it's just a total gift bag.
With the festive Budweiser holiday box.
Oh, fantastic. All right, no need to get gift wrapping.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
No need for a card either. I'll enclose one of my publicity photos.
Hello.
You there?
Oh, you got the Greg Brady.
Yeah, let's listen.
All right, yeah, play it.
Here it is.
Let's hear it. Thank you.
Problem here. No, I haven't ever seen a real Brady before. Bell bottoms, polyester, headbands, orange hair. Was it perm? Was it real? Hey, here's the story of a guy named me. Greg Brady. Very real. Don't you know we were the real That 70s Show? And all out is over.
Well, this guy's, his phone is not loud enough, or he's not holding it close enough to the speaker.
Right.
Johnny Bravo. Wait, no, wait, you're kidding.
I'm telling you, I laughed my ass off.
What was he wearing?
Like a jumpsuit, like when the Brady Bunch performed.
Right. And a navy blue jumpsuit.
I understand there were an army of Greg Brady's with the black curly hair dancing behind him.
Just like in the Eminem video,
right.
Eminem's got 1,000 guys dressed just like him behind him.
I wish I'd seen that.
Yeah, I like it. Well, too bad we couldn't hear it. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you guys doing?
Hello, buddy.
All right, hey, what that thing was about Greg Brady is at the MTV Awards, Eminem did that same thing.
Okay, thank you. What you're going to do now is state the obvious, that Eminem came from out on the street into the theater with 1,000 guys dressed just like him. We know that.
Oh, all right, I heard you say in the video.
Thank you. Hold on a second. Mike has a comment for you.
All right.
Numbnuts was yakking all the way through.
He was kind of talking through it. All right, thank you.
All right, Vince Gay.
Pardon me?
What was that last part?
We'll never know.
Hey, somebody's gay.
Yeah.
Somebody's gay, that's all I know.
He was angry.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
I'm on the air?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Hey, why'd y'all bleep me out yesterday?
I have no idea. You must have said something.
You deserved it.
Right.
That's why we deleted you yesterday.
Yeah, we'll do it every day, moron.
There you go.
Okay.
Please.
Jeez. Turn your radio down. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I just want to tell them they had those Budweiser packs last year as Millennium packs.
I didn't see it last year. First time I saw it was today.
Oh, yeah, they had them last year. I'm out in California. They had them all over the stores here.
Are you in a store right now?
No, I'm in. I'm a mechanic. I'm in the shop.
Oh, all right. Well, I heard something that sounded like
Ernie, call the front, Ernie.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Loudspeaker going. They're paging people right there.
Oh, somebody give her like a martini or something.
Hey, can you get on the pager there? Can you have somebody paged?
I don't think I can do it on the phone. I can try.
We've got to do it with this woman.
Yeah.
What was the new one we got? There was a great new one that we had. I forgot what it was.
Jeez.
Oh, man, it was so good.
Come
dude.
On, Ed. It wasn't...
Ed, it was somebody who called in with, like, a new weird name.
It wasn't Phil McCracken, and right. It wasn't something Moorhead.
Not Craven Moorhead. Not Pat McGroin.
Not Major Woody.
Not Major Woody. It was
no,
a
it
new one.
Major Woody.
Damn it. I wish it was somebody...
I can transfer you to our operator, and then you could do it to her.
Was it Hey, Would You Blow Me?
No. That's one of the older ones.
I don't know. Well, listen, why don't you just put us on hold.
Uh-huh.
You call the operator.
Yeah, and say, can you page this customer?
And say that... how about we go with Phil McCracken?
Phil McCracken.
And then... After you talk to her, hold the phone up so we can hear the guy being paged there in your auto body shop.
Okay, Phil McCracken?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, I'll hold on just a sec.
Thank you.
All right, good. You think he's up to the task?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think he can do it.
I hope so.
Allison.
No, I'm sorry, guys. I can't do it from...
told you.
It won't let me pick up another line.
Hold on a second, please. Mike's got another message.
Nice.
www.egars.com.
Thank you.
Hottest cigar site on the planet. You can't page anybody?
Have one of your guys at another phone page somebody.
Okay, hold on. Let me...
How about this one? How about the name Mike Oxbig?
Okay.
That's the one. I think that's it.
That might be it. That might be it.
Mike Oxbig.
Mike Oxbig.
Mike Oxbig.
Go to another phone. Call the operator. Tell her to page. What was the name?
Mike. And the last name is O-X-B-I-G. Mike Oxbig.
Call the operator. Tell her to page Mike Oxbig. Now you got to go to another.
No.
Write it down.
Pay attention. Oxbig.
O-X-B-I-G.
Okay. Hold on. My partner's going to hold the phone while I do it.
Mike Oxbig.
Okay. Hold on.
All right. It's M-I-K-E-O-X-B-I-G.
Mike Oxbig.
She's just got that. It's that incredibly loud paging system.
Oh, she does.
Ernie? Ernie?
I say we got a 50-50 chance.
Hello? And one kick-ass paging system in whatever this garage is that called us. Did I hang up?
I don't know. Very strange. He's challenged. Deeply challenged.
But God's big.
That's the one.
That is. Oh, they're still there.
This is coming right now.
Okay, be quiet.
He did it. He did it.
All right, you did it.
Good job. Very nicely done.
Heard it?
Yeah, excellent job. You're the man.
Very nice to know. Give your garage or wherever you work at a plug.
Okay, Haddad Kia Daewoo in Bakersfield, California.
Beautiful.
Excellent job.
Thank you, Mike.
Okay,
friend.
Thanks.
Mike Oxbig.
That's good.
That's fun. Can't wait till the next time we do that.
Mike, thank you for all the calls, everybody. Let's clear the lines now. Oh, listen. Secret sound time.
Yep.
Secret sound. The holiday secret sound.
It's a stumper
worth $500. It's a Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
Got it for you right now. If you call 100, phone number 877-365-3636.
He's the Don and Mike Show.
Also in
got the dirt.
This big program, Don and Mike, who are down at WJFK. I actually know these guys.
Mm-hmm. So are they going to dish dirt on you?
I'm hoping they've forgotten. So anyway, they'll be with us. Plus, we're going to include your phone calls, and it's T-shirt Tuesday. Where's the T-shirt?
Do they know that seriously that you were like
the next David Letterman, that they handpicked you, and they gave you a daytime show, but then they found out you were a bit too caustic for blue-haired ladies during the day?
We want you to know, Steve, we are rooting for you, man. We are pulling for you. There's not a day that goes by where we don't want to see you succeed, baby.
So we're not going to talk about butter?
We're out of time. Hey, Don and Mike, thank you very much.
Hey, God damn it, you're taking us off?
I'd like to have you back, but I think you're not going to...
By the way, we should point out that when Don and Mike from WJFK and much of the world were with us just a couple of minutes ago, we had to say goodbye real fast. That's because we have got the very latest in digital equipment, and they run commercials at a certain time, whether we're through talking or not. So
right. Sometimes
that's why we got a little cut off. Sorry. Anyway, it was delightful to have them with us.
Right.
It was delightful, Steve.
They never ask us back again.
I always take you with me. Everywhere I go.
Come and enjoy their world-famous love act. Don Geronimo and Michael Vera.
All right, here we go with the call. 100.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi.
Hi, who's this, please?
This is Scott.
Hi, Scott. Where are you from?
Baltimore.
Scott, listening on the Deuce.
Yes.
In Baltimore. Scott, here you go. You've won the limited edition 30-minute prepaid first-class Grinch phone card.
Oh, wow.
And that is from the U.S. Post Office. But wait, there's more. You know, we were just talking up 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
You've also won the emergency car care kit from 7-Eleven as a value, plus another prepaid phone card.
Wow.
Plus automobile essentials to prepare as rough weather approaches. Oh, thank heaven for 7-Eleven. Now, are you ready to go for $500 American?
Yes.
Secret sound number one. It is a holiday-related sound.
And as usual on the secret sound, I'm completely lost. I have no idea what it is.
Oh, yeah. Give you a shot at $500 right now. We'll play the sound. I'll give you 15 seconds to think about it. Please don't answer until Mike sings like
Robert Goulet.
And we wish you
Godspeed. Caller, name this sound.
There it is. Sleigh bells really help, Rob, as we jazz this up with the holiday edition of The Secret Sound.
And the odds are in my favor.
Oh, yes!
Yeah.
Oh, yes!
Yeah. Yes!
What is it?
Is it Rudolph going to the bathroom?
You know how mad people get when you don't do a real guess?
What?
People get angry because, I mean, you're playing for everybody.
Well, it was a guess. I can't. What can
no,
I
it
say?
Wasn't. No. It was a joke. It was a silly, stupid joke.
You know what, Mike? He accidentally got disconnected.
There you go.
I don't know what happened. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don, Mike, Buzz. How you guys doing?
Listen, I'm going to give you the same prize as that last guy would have gotten, okay?
Fantastic.
And now I'll play you the sound without all the hoopla. Here's the sound. Do you have a real guess? What do you think it is?
Oh, jeez. Is it crushing an eggnog container?
No, but I want to tell you something. That is an excellent guess, and one of the sounds that we thought, hold on, Mike's got a secret
really?
Sound for you.
Oh, yes.
Hold on, here you go.
Wow. And it's my birthday today. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome, sir.
www.egars.com, the hottest cigar site on the planet.
Very
Jesus
good.
Christ, their website's going to get a million hits today alone.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, that was an excellent guess. And one of our rejected secret sounds was an eggnog container being crushed.
Huh. Wow.
So you were very close. Thank you.
Thank you, Don.
And you definitely deserve the prizes that other dick doesn't get.
Absolutely.
Rudolph going to the bathroom?
What? What is he doing? What?
No, I mean, come on. If you're going to make a guess, at least make a halfway decent guess.
That's why we say every guess is a clue for you.
And that was a good guess.
Yes, it was.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, and don't forget your carafe of Cheese Whiz to go with that bottle of Budweiser.
Yes, Cheese Whiz and Budweiser, two of America's finest from Kraft.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don.
Yes.
I have that Barry Williams song for you.
Well, all right. We're kind of past the moment now. I mean, we heard a little bit of it. You know, with I'm Greg Brady, yes, I'm Greg Brady.
Better to look at it than to hear it, right?
Yeah, although the words I thought were funny also. But actually, we're past that now. But thank you, though.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Bye.
Thanks muchly. This morning, I guess it was on the news on TV.
My kid heard something, and it's here in the newspaper today,
yeah,
that he's dying to go to this college, this stupid-ass college in, where is it, in Ohio?
Oh, what's the college?
Oberlin College.
Oberlin, yeah, famous college.
Okay, well, at Oberlin College, you can now get college credit for taking a class called The Life and Times of Drew Barrymore. Every week. Excuse me.
Yeah. Me too.
Every week, you go to a class and you watch a movie that Drew Barrymore was either featured in or starred in.
From like Firestarter through all the current ones.
He was in E, right? The final exam requires students to do a skit based on a scene from one of her movies. I mean, I know that there's a lot of colleges out there that have, like, classes for football players, like, you know, watching TV or basket weaving or drawing pictures, but...
I don't understand Drew Barrymore.
Me either. And
is it a sociology class? Like, why she's so popular?
No,
what makes her so popular?
No, it's a course available through the Experimental College, a student-run department whose past offerings included the study of the soap opera Days of Our Lives.
So it's a student-run department.
Yeah, but you do get...
You get credit.
You do get college credit, though.
Man, I'd take that one.
And my son has the hots for Drew Barrymore. I mean, this is a debate that Bart and I have...
Really?
...virtually daily, because, you know... I think she's just a skank of the highest order.
Absolutely. And first of all, I don't think the raw materials are there. And secondly, I think she always looks like she needs a good scrubbing.
Yeah, and I bet if you...
You'll do that?
Sure,
if necessary. You're a Drew Barrymore fan?
I think she's cute. Yeah, I like Drew.
A lot of men think she's hot. Yeah.
I would bet you dreidel dollars that if you scraped off her fingernail polish, you would see dirt under her fingernails.
You would see more than dirt.
Yeah, it's
you would see cheese, dirt, and protein.
Dirt under her toenails, and I can't imagine what her OBGYN goes through.
Oh, my
every month.
God. That must be horrible.
Hello?
How dare you, all of you, except for Buzz.
Oh, hi. Buzz is with you, Bart.
Hi, Barty.
I know, except for Buzz.
Right.
Except for Buzz. Well, I told everybody, you told me this morning you wanted to go to that college.
Yes, I do.
Hey, what is it you like so much about it? Barty, she's a dog.
How dare you?
She is a...
What about the unclean aspect about where, you know...
I don't call my mother dirty.
But, I mean, what you're...
I don't call someone you find attractive dirty.
Well, hold on.
Well, I mean, one of the reasons that I think your father and I find her unattractive is that she doesn't look that washed.
Barty, I'm not commenting on the fact about her lifestyle or what she does. I'm saying that she looks to me physically... Like, you need to put her in one of those big outdoor tubs like the Beverly Hillbillies used to take their baths in, and you need to scrub her down real good like you'd give a dog a bath.
Well, what movie, where are you quoting this from? Where have you seen it?
Okay, I'm talking about when she was on the Letterman show, when she showed Letterman her boobs.
When she's most of the wedding singer.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
The wedding singer, I thought she was beautiful.
The movie, Boys on the Side with Whoopi Goldberg.
She's got that stringy hair.
Yes, hold on. Hi, Charlie.
She was a big pig and never been kissed.
Never been kissed where she played a high school student. Thank you, Charlie.
She was supposed to. That's how she was cast in that movie.
Right. Well, listen to Barty.
She was made up to look dirty. Trust me, it took a lot of makeup to make a beautiful face like that look dirty.
But she was the dirtiest angel in Charlie's Angels.
She was.
No, she was not.
She sure was. Lucy Liu is hot.
Lucy Liu is hot and tidy and clean, and Cameron Diaz is just plain hot.
Although Cameron Diaz is kind of like a funky face, I think.
Yeah, but I like that funky face.
I mean, she's got, like, weird features, if you think about
it. She's got a Joker mouth. You don't like the big mouth.
No, I don't.
You don't like the big Julia Roberts Cameron Diaz mouth.
No, but I'll give you this Cameron Diaz.
Dad?
Hold on, buddy. Cameron Diaz is much cleaner than Drew Barrymore could ever hope to be.
Now, Dad.
Yes.
It's a bit hypocritical when you haven't seen the movie.
I've seen the trailer.
You can't tell anything from the trailer. She looks completely different.
I've seen the pictures. Barty, I don't have to... you know, like I said, they could paint her up real nice. I'm sure you chip off the fingernail polish, you'd have dirt and boogers and blood and little pieces of BM under her fingernails.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure. Because I'm sure that those hands go into every orifice.
You know what, Ben?
What?
I'm going to go to that college just to show you.
All right. Well,
and I'm going to major in the life of Drew Barrymore.
All right, bud. I'll talk to you later. I love you.
Love you too.
All right, see ya.
All right. Good morning.
Drew Barrymore pieces of BM under her fingernails. Because you know the drill.
Oh, absolutely.
Hand to mouth. Oh. To bottom. To mouth.
Right.
To vag.
To mouth.
To mouth.
Wow.
To foot.
Armpit.
To mouth.
Yeah, mouth.
To ear. To mouth. To nose. To mouth.
Wandering fingers. No need for a good scrubbing.
To belly button.
She's been on those talk shows where her hair drapes down over her face, and then it's in little sections, you know what I mean, where it's like broken up in greasy little strands.
But you know what, we're definitely in the minority, because I think most guys,
young guys too,
think she's hot. Well, Buzz is certainly not young. Buzz,
no.
Jesus Christ is.
But a lot of young guys dig her.
Yeah, I think guys in general
dig her.
Dig Drew Barrymore.
We take a lot of crap when we say we don't think Drew Barrymore is hot.
Really? What a pig she is. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, you guys still doing the sound, right?
No. No, we're talking about what a pig Drew Barrymore is.
All right, but what happened to the secret sound?
Turn your radio down.
We did the contest. Gee, some of these callers stink worse than Drew Barrymore's vagina.
Hey.
I'm serious. Her vagina probably smells like that last fart that I let go.
Oh, God.
Hello, Don at Mike's show.
Hey,
speaking
guys,
of which, hold on a second.
I agree with you.
Hold on a second. Hold on. Are you ready to duel?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Let me
here
go
they go.
First.
Go. Go. Hold on. Go. I think you won that one.
I think so, too.
It was Don first and then Mike.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Sure.
Oh, man.
That statement I just made about...
Happy holidays.
About my fart smelling like her vagina.
Right. Yes, that's a very cruel thing to say.
Yes, it is. I don't know who won that, but I think I lost. Guarantee
Rob,
you that.
Rob, I won because I'm in a different room.
And Rob, you like a Vixen video back
then. And once again, Rob, you never share. You of everybody else, you don't share. I know that's
you've
something...
You've heard of Stadium Stop?
Yeah.
I have nervous ass.
I know.
www.egars.com, hottest cigar site on the planet.
I just picture Rob sitting with Carrie at home going,
Carrie, there's one thing I'll never do. I'll never do that on the show.
But you know he does it in at home and in
bed. He's a big man, and based on the his size, I would think he would produce an inordinate amount of methane.
Mostly morning, but I really don't have a lot of them during the show.
Hi, Charlie.
He doesn't have a lot of farts in the office either.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
That's surprising.
Thank you.
Yeah, because he doesn't come in till the afternoon.
So. Oh, God.
Touche.
Touche.
Touche, Charles. And the secret sound, I guess I can tell you now. I'll give you a free listen now. In fact, it is Drew Barrymore scraping BM from under her fingernails. That is the sound.
So cruel.
Wonderful. Drew Barrymore scraping BM from under her fingernails. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I'm a young guy. I have to agree with you. Every time I see Drew Barrymore, she looks like a big pig.
Right, but lots of guys think she's incredibly hot.
I didn't. I just saw The Wedding Singer the other day, and I still thought she was a pig.
Yeah, and The Wedding Singer is supposed to, I've heard other people say that The Wedding Singer is supposed to be where she looks the best.
No. You know the scene when she first meets Adam Sandler, when she's, like, wearing, like, what looks like she should be working in a German-type brewery?
Yeah, she's wearing, like, the lederhosen and the St. Pauli girl outfit.
That's it. She's got the St. Pauli girl outfit on, and she just looks...
You.
Repulsive there.
And even when she showed her boobs to Letterman, that was another night where it was just like, I just so gross.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello, Robbie.
I'm calling from inside of Drew's vagina.
What was that?
What I see.
Oh, he's calling from inside Drew Barrymore's.
No, that's all.
You're calling from inside her vagina?
Oh, my Jesus Christ. There's an old van shoe, a skateboard. Cookies?
A van shoe and a skateboard and cookies.
Oh, goodness.
All of that is inside Drew Barrymore's vagina?
Everything's in here.
And Tom Green's old nut.
Goodbye, guys.
Bye.
Look for a license plate, like in Jaws.
Bye.
And another thing off putting about Drew Barrymore is the way she talked has never matured from when she was like five. She's
Exactly.
got like little girl teeth and grown up mouth.
Exactly.
And you think if you talked to her a whole bunch, she'd be a slobber?
You know, that might be the funniest thing you've ever said.
Yeah.
Little girl teeth and grown up mouth.
But you know, she's got sort of like a sloppy ass, and I think she might be a spitter. So
yeah, absolutely.
That troubles me.
Perfect.
All right, Buzz, go ahead. Go ahead with your rebuttal.
No, I had no rebuttal. I just like her. I think she's cute. cute. I think she's sexy. I like Drew Barrymore, and a lot of other guys do, too.
Little girl teeth and a grown-up mouth.
Write that down.
That is good.
That is an astute statement.
You used that before, was it, but only for Drew Barrymore, or was it for somebody else?
With the girl on your soap.
What's that?
With the girl on your soap opera. I don't know.
Oh, that's right. Oh. Yes. Vicky's daughter on the soap opera. Little Miss Piggy.
Vicky's daughter saying, little girl teeth and a grown-up mouth.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
I'm on the air?
Yeah, you're on the air.
You fat bastard, you hung up on me again.
Come on. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike?
Yes.
Speaking of white trash women, did you see the picture of Eminem's mom in the Post today?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's just Eminem's mom. What's she doing? Is she making a record about him or something like that?
He's a redhead,
His last album.
You know, that's the problem. The problem with that is that I try to hide that stuff from Frida because I let Bart buy the Eminem CD. I don't care. And we were sitting at the breakfast table this morning, and she's reading this article about Eminem's mom. And she says, oh, this Eminem is awful that apparently he writes a song about how he wants to rape and kill his mother.
Right.
And meanwhile, Bart and I are just looking at each other like, Well, I'm not going to tell her that I let you buy it.
Right.
I'm not going to tell her that you let me buy it.
So she's rapping now. The mother apparently is doing her own rap record to defend herself.
Right. And incidentally, Eminem's mom is hotter than Drew Barrymore.
Yeah. No.
Yes.
And, you know, for all those thinking that, Eminem was wrong to say those things about his mom, I believe his mom making her own rap record, that definitely enhances her credibility.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
You keep forgetting she married Tom Green.
No, she never married him. They just keep teasing the fact that they're getting married.
Yeah, and how would you like to ride in their car? Tell me that car's not going to smell like socks.
Yeah, but Tom Green's protein's got to be all over Drew Barrymore.
Yes, absolutely.
See, now he's putting me off.
That's it for me. That gives me the full woogies.
All right, hold on a second. The hotline is ringing again. Hello?
No!
No what?
Drew Barrymore is beautiful.
Oh, I thought you were calling about the Eminem record.
So did I. Is she in your top five, Bart?
She's in my top three.
Really?
Bart, you're 15 and a half. Give me your top three of the three hottest girls.
Know who your other top two are?
Well, I'll have to think about it because can I go like back in time, Like,
yeah, sure. Yeah, any woman counts.
Okay. Drew Barrymore's up there.
Yeah, give me two more.
Be quiet. Alicia Silverstone, Clueless.
Yeah, he's always liked her, yes.
And I got to think of one more. I got to think a little.
All right, this time think of a girl who doesn't have BM under her fingernails.
I'll just put Leah off there.
Leah Remini. Is a man after my own heart.
What a showman. Fantastic.
All right, Barty. I'll see you later.
Okay.
All right, love you.
Love you, too. And please do not make fun of Drew anymore.
Okay, goodbye.
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 There are not a lot of things that he calls on that he's passionate about, when we're not talking about him.
Right. He does love Drew Barrymore.
He really does.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Please do not make fun of
Hello? Please turn down your radio.
I'm on there.
I had to turn up real loud, even though I was told not to.
Yes, but listen, you be a good boy, and I'm sure someone's going to buy you that Budweiser champagne stuff for Christmas. What can we do for you?
Okay, you hung up on me again, you fat bastards.
Oh, come on.
Yes. Give it a rest. He's always getting his radio turned up.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, Mike O'Mara.
Here's your guy, Mike.
Your flatulence is not clear. Oh, Mike O'Mara, you are my idol buddy.
I don't know why you love this guy so much. You love him.
I wish you joy.
And he loves you.
And peace.
And like the Wendy's God.
That is definitely a two-way love affair.
Yes, absolutely.
He loves you.
Yeah.
You love him.
I like his range. You know, he can really hit the high notes.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I really enjoy about him.
All right, so listen. Stop talking about ugly chicks for a minute. And talk about hot chicks just for a second. Yesterday we mentioned the Playboy magazine and the sports babes.
Yes.
That you're supposed to vote online at playboy.com.
Right.
And, of course, Rudy Martsky today,
right,
in his USA Today column, you know, Rudy appears on our show every week, he got responses,
yep,
from the women, and to a woman, they said exactly what we predicted they would say yesterday. For instance, Bonnie Bernstein,
mm-hmm,
our whore. We love Bonnie Bernstein.
She's going to get mad at you again.
She is going to get mad. That will get back to her.
I thought we'd worked past that.
Yes, worked past it.
She knows it's a term of endearment.
Working past it is that you weren't going to say it again to her.
Hi again.
Hi, what?
She's looking forward to seeing us at the Super Bowl.
Bonnie Bernstein?
Yes.
Great.
Mm. Unless she was lying.
When did you talk to her?
Yesterday.
Did you ask her about this? About
yes,
the
I
Playboy
did
thing? What did she say?
Well, she also said, there's probably two on there who would actually do it.
Wow. Did she say who the two might be?
No.
Mm. Really? I bet she thinks that the one girl's a whore from Fox, the weather girl.
Probably.
She has to be one that she would think would do it.
Right.
Here's what Bonnie Bernstein, our friend, the whore, from CBS said.
It's amazing.
Excuse
he
me.
Cannot discipline
okay
himself.
My whore, Bonnie Bernstein. I love her long time.
Yeah. That's just one of those words, in my opinion, that, you know, you can't say I meant it only in the best possible way. That's it.
But I do, though.
I know, but it's just, not, you know, I don't think there's any way that can be construed that way.
So in Rudy's column, it says, Bonnie Bernstein, an NFL sideline reporter for CBS, said, this is certainly flattering if anyone finds me attractive, but anyone who has seen me knows me as a sports journalist.
Yeah, she's into sports, that's for sure.
Think she's into this sport, Mike?
Yeah.
It just keeps giving.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
www.egars.com, the hottest cigar site on the planet.
Thank you, everyone.
Wow.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Yeah, just, you know, I'm giving today.
What an entertaining show this is today.
Absolutely.
Let me see.
Bonnie Bernstein. I just felt like saying that. You know, I just felt like saying that after that. I couldn't help myself.
Inga Hammond.
Ah, yes.
Who I don't think deserves to be on this list. She works at CNNSI. She had much the same comment. I take it for what it is. I don't take it seriously. Anyone who's seen me on the air is going to take me as credible.
Mm-hmm.
Right? These girls, please. A lot of these girls are on TV because they're hot. The one that's the funniest, I think, is Hannah Storm. Okay?
Yeah, we had said yesterday, Hannah Storm, you know, maybe not for Playboy.
No. Hannah Storm, listen, not for Field and Stream. And we've had Hannah Storm
right
on this show plenty of times.
Very nice lady.
I will give you this. Of all these women, mm-hmm, Hannah Storm is probably the best journalist.
Yes, she's been at it a while.
Of all of them. But when it comes to being a woman you want to see naked,
Not on the list.
No, Hannah Storm doesn't make it. And Hannah Storm points out that right now she is 7.5 months pregnant.
Aha!
Uh-huh.
Well, that would kind of kill that.
So she says, but she loves the compliment. He got no response from Melissa Stark. Although they say on Monday Night Football, they had a bunch of guys taking their shirts off and holding up signs saying, all I want for Christmas is Melissa Stark.
There you go. Fantastic.
And then Rudy interviewed Jillian Barbary,
yes,
floozy who does the weather. She's fantastic on the Fox show where she does the weather.
And she's been on this show. We had a lot of fun with her.
She says, it doesn't bother me. I am what I am. No apologies. I live in Hollywood and my friends are people like Pam Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
Playboy is not foreign to me.
So that means yes.
There's one.
I mean, that means that she'd pose.
She's probably the closest that we'll get to seeing one of those chicks naked.
That'd be great, though. I think everybody agrees we'd like to see her naked.
So go to www.playboy.com, vote early and vote often, and
Yeah, vote for Jillian Barbary.
Good idea. I think that is a very good idea, because vote for her because she's the most likely to be in there.
Yeah, and then if you can go, if it's one of those polls, you can vote as many times as you want.
Right.
Well, then go back and vote for Bonnie Burns.
And who was the Arrington? What was her first?
Jill Arrington. Jill Arrington.
Oh. Buzz showed me a picture on his computer of her,
man.
And she is.
What did I tell you?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, hello, grade A.
Mm-hmm.
Just a real grade A piece of meat there.
Fantastic.
Well done, Mike. Show. Hello.
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 Hey, I wanted to compliment Mike on his farts.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, you're doing a real good job today.
All right, let's not overanalyze it.
Hey, you know, listen, I'm certainly here to give Mike his props, but I'd like to think that, you know, while he's hit a lot of home runs today, I have hit a few singles today.
You've hit a few singles, and nobody can touch you that one day in New York. I mean, that will forever be the standard that we all strive for.
Yeah, but and you are having a great day today.
I am having a good day. Yeah, absolutely. It's a good, healthy day.
Great day of farts today.
Very good.
Hello, Don and Mike show. I'll be honest. I'm just,
hey,
I'm
Don and Mike.
Just a little jealous today.
I understand.
Just a little jealous.
And I'd be lying if I didn't say that makes me feel good.
Yeah, Mike.
Because I generally like being king of the ass.
I know.
Show.
I know you do.
Today you're king of the ass.
Today it's just, it's just there. And it
asking.
Keeps on giving and giving and giving.
Hey, hello. Don, yes, hi.
Don, I want to find out if you're still using that exercise bike that Frida got you.
Why do you ask that?
Well, because I'm curious. With all this gas you got going on, and I noticed the last time you were talking about it, you said you pretty much destroyed your underwear on that bike.
Right, because what happens when you ride the exercise bike, you know, your underpants go all the way up the crack of your butt.
My least favorite method of exercise is
so do you have to
talk
in Fruit of the Looms or something?
No, what I've done is actually what I do really when I exercise now is
throw them away?
Hold on a second.
Hold on a second, sir.
Nice and wet. Very nice.
He likes coming by. He likes the challenge.
Get the smell going. If only we had a smell-o-meter.
Yeah. You'd be off of it.
www.egars.com.
All right, keep up the good work, guys.
Anyway, what I do now is I wear these queer-like bicycle pants.
Right.
And I just don't wear underpants underneath them. And they're black.
Uh-huh.
So I never worry about the stainage.
The show is definitely between Drew Barrymore's fingernails and what we've been doing. It's a theme show today.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don and Mike?
Oh,
yes.
My God.
Am I on the air?
You just getting some of that smell?
Wow.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Don and Mike.
What?
I live in Italy, for the last 2 months.
Yeah.
I just got back into the country, and I got to tell you that the hottest chicks are on the television there. It doesn't matter, like, how good-looking they are. They're, like, flaunting their breasts. They're doing anything just to get on the television. I mean, it's incredible.
I think I've seen a report about that Italy has very liberal TV standards, and they really do flaunt it on Italian television. Not just, you know, sexual content on their shows, but, you know, all the news and all the weather people, they really go for the babes.
Really?
Which is A-OK.
They do the show that's very similar to Millionaire, and they got chicks on there that are singing and dancing and shaking everything in the camera. It's pretty incredible.
Really? When girls get in the hot seat, do they play with themselves?
Okay, they do. You know how we have the 1-800 numbers here, like on late night television, and it's like, oh, call 1-800.
Right,
so
sure.
They're naked, and they're, like, touching themselves, and it's incredible. There's two girls with two girls, and
on regular TV?
On regular television.
Wow.
And then they're giving you the number, and they're speaking in Italian?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Do you speak Italian?
Poco.
Poco. You know, I'm thinking, you know what I'm thinking of right now? Remember that Sopranos where Tony went over there and that lady that was like head of the crime family over there?
Now, who he incidentally didn't end up effing.
Right, he did in a dream sequence.
Yeah.
Right.
He didn't eff in real life.
Hey, Don, Mike, I got to just say one thing before I go. You know, I miss you guys so much when I'm in Italy, and it's an honor to speak with you. I want to wish you guys a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you, and thank you for your service to our country. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don, love the show.
Thanks, we appreciate it.
This is Buddy. I'm in Augusta, Georgia. Did you watch Reeves last night?
What, the Millionaire show? No, sir. Anybody catch the Millionaire show?
I didn't watch it. No.
No.
Well, there was this Texas Hick on there.
this is the pot calling the kettle black right now. All right, so there's a Texas Hick as opposed to you, a Georgia Hick.
Yeah, Exactly.
Right.
Anyway, he was a farmer, and he had chickens and pecan trees and everything, and Reed made an ass of himself saying that he wanted to have his own farm and have his own chickens and
this is why in the year 2001 we're banning Southern voices from our airwaves.
I love guys from the South named Buddy.
There was no point to that story, was there?
I bet there was some BM under his fingernails, too.
Yeah, not necessarily even human. It could be any species. Have you made the line of demarcation? Is it going to be the Virginia-North Carolina line for that, or is it simply determined by the voice?
Simply by the voice.
Yeah, the calls could come anywhere in the continental United States.
Could be as north as Pennsylvania.
Absolutely.
They could be banned.
And for my money, the highlight from last night's Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Yes. It's right here. Who's this?
This is a very special call. Hello, is this G. Gordon Liddy?
Yes, it is.
This is Regis Philbin. How are you?
Hey, Reg. That was a highlight from last night's Millionaire Show.
Thank you, Gordon.
All right, hold on. Time out. We will attempt to do something nice for the holidays. Maybe.
Okay.
For one of our listeners, when we come right back.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
May I help you?
Yes. This is not the best breakfast I ever ate, and I'd like my money back.
I believe you have to fill out a form for that.
No, I'd like my money back now.
I'm sorry, it doesn't work that way. You see, I have to fill out a form, and, well, you ate most of it already, so...
You see that sign? It says 100% guaranteed. You know what the meaning of guarantee is? Did they teach you that here?
Sir, if you just wait a minute...
Look, just put your little hand back in the cash register and give me my $2.75 back, please, Brad.
Sir, if you just give me a minute, I'll find the forms. I'll take care of everything.
I don't have a minute. You've made me late enough. I am so tired of dealing with incompetence. It says 100% guaranteed, you moron.
Listen, if you don't shut up, I'm going to kick 100% of your ass.
Currently starring in Lawrence of Arabia, it's Don and Mike.
Okay, we just got another one of the names that we should have used today, okay?
What?
Mike Latouris. So Rob and I were just thinking, maybe later, we'll do one of our phoners out of our, book of phone bits.
Fantastic.
And it can be the Mike Oxbig and Mike Latouris show. Oxbig and Latouris.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Mike Oxbig.
And I'm Mike Latouris.
That's good. We'll have some fun with that.
Very good.
Tomorrow on the show, we officially kick off the holiday season with a live outdoor concert.
The Concert on the Lawn.
Starring Dennis Murphy with Tom Gavin as the Baby Jesus and Homo Joe as one of the three wise men.
Our little manger scene will be happening out there.
It's
great.
Dennis with his karaoke machine singing all of your Christmas favorites from his CD.
Good.
That he'll be selling tomorrow. You hear the live concert. It should be on the first break tomorrow as soon as we get on the air, as a matter of fact.
Very good.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes, hi.
Hi, this is Claudia calling from Arlington.
Yes, hi, Claudia.
Hi, I just want to say I'm a big fan of you guys, and I've remember both of you when you were on WPGC. And I think I was in the eighth grade when they had a special going on. I remember Mike being there. I think when they had...
My days, I tell you.
The
I
Jets,
always say... I
don't know if it was the Jets or something.
I always say to people that my days at WPGC were my happiest days in radio.
Honey, you got us backwards. That was me, Don. I worked there.
That was you, Don. Then I remember I met you, Don, when they had Lisa Lisa in concert somewhere at this club, and you were there. And I remember meeting you when you had your long ponytail. And I was, I think, 6 years
old.
Oh,
God.
Okay.
What years did you have your ponytail?
I had a ponytail like in 19...
You really did have a ponytail?
Yeah, like
really?
In 19...
Oh, my God.
Like in 1979.
I thought when you... The look you gave me indicated that you never had it. You really did have a ponytail.
Yes, I did.
Okay, all right.
And I do remember you, and you were a sweet guy, so...
Thank you.
Goodbye, honey.
All righty, bye.
Are there pictures of this ponytail?
No, thank God. I don't think so.
Sorry.
Not too many.
We missed it.
Had one for about a year.
Wow.
Ponytail. Back in the very late 70s. listen, you know, we hate the crap like the Jack Diamonds and the Scott Shannons of the world do.
Yeah, but every now and then, why not? It's the holiday season.
You know, where you do the, grant the Christmas wish, and we don't solicit this, and who knows, this might be a BS letter that we received this letter today. Dear Don and Mike, let me begin by saying I've been a big fan of your show for years, and you two are the only ones who can make me laugh some days.
The world can be so completely cruel and insensitive, it brings tears to my eyes. Man's inhumanity towards man. I sound like my high school history teacher. Anyway, I have faith in you guys. I don't have faith in much, but you guys make me laugh when I'm sad and lonely. You see, I got in a car accident in 1991. It wasn't my fault. I wasn't driving. The crash involved drinking and driving and a fatal police chase. The wreck killed my best friend, the driver, and left me on life support. Nearly 10 years later, I'm now coming to the sad conclusion I think it would be better if I had died.
Oh, man.
The long and short of it is that all my friends, both male and female, have split. I haven't been on one single official date in 10 years.
Wow.
You can figure out what else I haven't had in 10 years.
Oh, my God.
It seems that absolutely no girls want anything to do with me. Can you please help me? I am on my knees praying at the computer. Even if you can't help me, you guys still rule.
All right, that's nice.
I don't know if this is a fake letter.
Yeah, we'll have to find out, and we'll have to find out about his condition and, you know, if he was on life support, if he's getting around okay.
Right. I mean, I don't know. Maybe we can help the guy get laid for Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It'd be a lovely thing to do.
Even if it would mean, you know, sending him out somewhere where prostitution is legal.
Like, you know, the ranches out in Nevada.
We're sending him up to New Jersey.
Yeah.
Hello. I know it's not legal in New Jersey, but it's closer than Nevada. Hello, is this Ryder?
Yes.
Yes. Hello, this is the Don and Mike Show, Ryder.
This is amazing. Guys, you guys are so great. And I was praying that you would call me up. And I didn't know if you were going to, but you have.
Wait, hold on. I guess he really was in a near fatal. Are you able to walk around?
Yes.
You're not in a wheelchair or anything like that? What?
It's real slow and deliberate, like my talking.
So when you got into the car accident, you had some brain damage.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
How old are you, Ryder?
Take a guess. I was 21 when I got hurt.
All right, he's 21 when he got hurt. And
so
then
you
got
to be in your early 30s then.
Yes, exactly. I'm 31.
31. And who is the celebrity you think you most resemble, Ryder?
Let's see. Well, this sounds like me pumping myself up, but I think I should see. I've heard this before from other people. I've heard I resemble Tom Cruise.
Wow.
Everybody
says Tom
Everybody
Cruise.
Says Tom Cruise.
Oh, yeah.
So you're looking for a little female... you're looking for a little female companionship, right?
No doubt.
Now listen, can you get a stiffy?
Yes.
You can. Now...
may take a little prompting, but I can get one.
Do you pleasure yourself?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's all that counts.
Here's what I have to figure out first. Is this guy just making this
up and they, like it's a fake voice, or are you really infirmed?
What do you think?
I tell you, it sounds pretty convincing.
I mean, you'd have to be pretty out there on a limb to call in and make this story up.
You know, it sounds like to me, listening to you, that you're able to make all the connections. It's just you have trouble expressing yourself a little bit, getting the words out. But your thinking is okay, right?
That's exactly right. Yeah. And people listen to me, and they think I'm retarded.
Right. No, I know you're not retarded by the way you're talking.
Yeah. And it's like... I've kind of gotten sick and tired of proving to them that I'm not retarded, that I'm capable.
All right, and you like Poontang, right?
Oh, yes.
We got to help this guy. I think he's legit. You think he's legit?
I don't know. I'm on the fence, but I
we'd have to meet him, probably.
Well, it's like this. You can call some friends of mine or some doctors or whatever it takes.
All right. Now, is he local, Don?
Yeah, I don't know. Yes.
I'm in Manassas, Virginia.
Okay, all right.
Now,
good. Listen,
can you get around? Can you drive? Can you leave your home?
I can't drive myself, but a friend of mine has said he'll drive me to wherever I want to go.
All right, if you guys
were gracious enough to come me back and help me.
All right, now listen, so after reading your letter, what I get is that really you don't want to go on a date with a girl. You really want to get laid, right?
Well, it's like at this point, I'll take whatever I can get. If it's a serious relationship, great. If not, if it's just casual, that's fine too. I'll take what I can get.
What he's saying is he wants to get the dirty deed done, but he also wouldn't mind like a relationship.
But let me ask, how would you feel if we were to secure a professional who could guarantee that the job could be done?
Well, I used to have opposition to that, but it's been pretty bad, and it's been so long, I feel like the answer's definitely yes.
Okay, so now the answer would be yes. All right, that brings us to the next question.
Yes?
Can you get on an airplane to get somewhere?
Oh, yes.
So you'd be able to go to, like, a state where that would be okay?
Oh, no doubt.
No doubt, all right.
Are you guys talking about Nevada, maybe?
You bet we are.
Yes.
Guys, that'd be just incredible.
All right.
I really need to get out of here.
This is good. Yeah. The feeling is penis is going to explode through the wall.
Pretty much.
Pretty much.
That's cool.
All right, well, listen, Ryder, here's what we're going to do. We're going to leave your number with Lisa and let her call you back and get some information. Then we're going to call... I know we're on in Reno.
Right. K-Play, right.
We're going to call KPLY, our station in Reno.
Yeah, aren't you guys really, like, big nationally now?
Yes, we are.
And as we speak, as a matter of fact, this guy's penis may already be reaching all the way to Nevada.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
From Virginia.
Right. And you know, I get the impression that maybe he'll have more success than Dennis had when he was out there.
Oh, yeah.
Who's Dennis?
Dennis Murphy.
How long have you been listening to the show?
Like, my memory is real bad.
Okay.
But for a really long time.
So you may have heard Dennis Murphy on the show and then forgotten that you heard Dennis Murphy.
Exactly.
I understand. Okay.
So what we have to do, we have to contact our radio station in Reno, KPLY.
I like this guy, though. I do. If the guy's legit, I like him. I think this could work out real well.
See about getting a deal for airfare.
Right.
Maybe trade it out with a client.
Right.
And if we can get him out there before Christmas, you know, get his knob polished.
Yep.
Get him back.
Yeah, be a nice little Christmas gift.
It could actually make some guy's Christmas wish come true.
That'd be great.
It'd probably have to be a trip for two, right?
Good.
Yeah.
I'm about to cry, but I'm not about that anymore.
All right, let me ask you specifically about the menu out there. If we sent you out to Nevada where prostitution is legalized,
yes,
would you rather have manual release, fellatio, intercourse, straight intercourse, or anal intercourse?
You.
Can I get all of the above?
All of the above.
All of the above.
All of the above. So we can officially tell whoever we hire that you would like manual, oral,
well, he'll probably get
standard.
Won't he? If it's like the way Dennis did it, he gets to choose, doesn't
right.
he? When he gets out there,
mm-hmm.
he gets to choose, and then whatever he decides is between him and the lady, Doug.
Or the ladies.
Yeah, there might be. Would you
That'd
be,
be even better.
Would you like maybe two ladies?
I would if you're about to that.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I'm near here, and some people might be hearing this, but I don't care.
Yeah, what the hell. Well, listen, okay, Ryder, hold on a second. We're going to have to check out your story, make sure you're legit, and then we're going to have to get together with our radio station in Reno.
We might have to get him down here just to, you know, take a look at him and to make sure
yeah.
he's
I'd
totally
love
legit.
To come down and meet you guys
okay.
in person.
Well, you should come tomorrow. I couldn't think of a better day, being as Tom's going to be here and Dennis is going to be here.
Yeah, it'll be terrific.
And Humbo Joe's going to be here. Would there be a chance you could get a ride down here tomorrow to our studios?
It's not. I'm not going to say for certain, but it's almost definite.
Okay, so
it's
you can try.
It's very probable.
All right, good.
All right.
Then, Ryder, hold on. We normally don't do this, but we will try to make your Christmas wish of getting laid come true this year.
You guys, Radar, this means a lot to me. And it was like, I believe in helping myself, but it's like, I tried, and it's just not working, and I maybe need a little help.
Yeah. Right, well, listen, your letter says that you're thinking that you should be dead, and certainly no one should be thinking that.
Yeah, we think you're probably going to change that viewpoint when you, you know, we work this out and you get out to Nevada.
So let me find a sponsor who will fly you out there.
I'm already feeling like a lot happier already.
All right. Let me just say that for some national sponsor out there,
yep.
Can you imagine the great pub they'd get?
Sure. Like
this guy who was in a near-fatal car accident 10 years ago, on the verge of wanting his life to be over, you be the company who pays for him to go out to Nevada to get laid for Christmas?
I love it, dude.
Oh,
give him the joy, the holiday joy.
PR I'm getting for you guys.
I tell you, give him the Nevada joy of a, the joy, the holiday joy of a Nevada hooker.
All right, Ryder, hold on a second, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Hold on just a second, please, because we're going to have to get with we're going to have to get with some client.
Yeah, we got
to
do this now. I mean, if the guy is legit and after, you know, after that, you know, he sounds like a nice guy, we got
to
do it for him.
It's going to have to be the right sponsor because
right.
It's got to be an open-minded sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mind being associated with prostitution.
Well, it's legalized prostitution.
It's legal. Like, I know, for instance, when we sent Dennis on that failed porn thing in Mexico
right,
when he met Ron Jeremy,
yes,
that was sponsored by, I think, by Igor's.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, so maybe we could saddle them up again.
Absolutely.
Oh, here, look at it. We have some people who are ready to vouch for this guy. Is
good.
It Mark?
Yeah, that's it.
You know this dude?
Yeah, totally. I worked with him a couple of years ago, actually.
Did
and
you?
I recognize him up here in Manassas, Virginia.
Did you work with him before the accident?
No, after.
After the accident, okay.
Does he really look anything like Tom Cruise? Not that it matters.
Not like Tom Cruise, but he's like a good-looking guy.
Oh, really?
So
all it is about the way he expresses himself, and he's just, he got brain damage based on the car accident, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Like, he's totally all there in the head. Like,
all right, good. We could tell by talking to him that he was all there. It's just, I had trouble making the connections, getting it there.
Here's another guy who wants to vouch for him. Hello, Rich.
Yeah.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, I actually live down in Manassas, and I see him all the time at the coffee shop. He was in a car accident, I think it was a couple years ago. He's a nice guy. He's, I wouldn't say Tom Cruise, but he's a pretty good-looking guy.
All right, there we go.
I would actually be willing to give him a ride down there tomorrow.
Okay, great.
All right,
well, maybe we should keep this guy on hold.
Yeah, all right, we'll put you on hold, sir, then. Hold on a second.
the guy's volunteering their time. Yeah, if he wants to go out to the whorehouse out there in Nevada, I'd be happy to go out there with him.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
It's a good call.
Yeah, so I'm glad I got you guys while you were in the holiday spirit. How are you guys doing today?
Honey, the giving ends here if you wanted to try to beg for something.
Well, yeah, because, well,
no,
I saw it actually in the midst of this phone call, so I had no idea that this guy was calling.
You see, our holiday joy is usually confined to one individual.
And we generally don't even do that.
I wouldn't want to pick a woman, a hottie woman even, that needs a breast job. You guys could have visiting rights.
Yeah. Honey,
there's
listen,
a charity.
Listen, F you, okay? No. Even better, listen to this. This is really what I think.
All right.
Yes, I got one. My dream has come true. It was to call you guys and get one of those on the line.
Right,
I'm so happy
shut
that
up,
I got one.
Shut up. You got it from both of us.
That was a good one, even.
All right.
www.egars.com. Hottest cigar site on the planet.
Let us just take care of this guy.
Please. We got a guy who was in a freaking car accident
right.
10 years ago, brain damage, thinking about killing himself. Well, I would like breast implants. I'm a hottie.
Yeah.
I'm a hot.
Oh, man.
I'm so hot. You know what's hot right now? My underpants.
That's for sure.
God damn, I believe I have burned a hole in the back of my underpants today.
Everybody's speaking about the smell of citrus out in the hallway. I'm glad it's just citrus.
Okay, Robbie, give that to Lisa. That's the guy from here, the guy named Ryder, and the guy on line 5 or line 6 will give him a ride in tomorrow, and someone should call our station out in Reno.
Yes!
KPLY to see about getting him laid.
Very good.
We got a guy here, Mark from Reno. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Hi.
You guys rule, man.
Hey, did you guys know that the Mustang was closed?
Yeah, Mustang, but there are a million of them out there.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, I was just going to wait. Yeah, there's a bunch out in Mound House and stuff.
Yeah, there's plenty of whorehouses out there.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you, my friend. And again, we're just looking for that perfect sponsor.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Who will help tie this whole Christmas wish together.
Absolutely.
The Dotted Mike Christmas Wish.
Taking a guy out to get him a hooker.
His name is Ryder. He was involved in a car accident, had some brain damage. He writes, Casey, I'm thinking about offing myself, thinking, you get me a hooker.
Well, he didn't ask for a hooker. The hooker's our part.
Right, yeah, well, that's the easiest way to guarantee.
Yes, of course, and you heard what he said. He said he's feeling better already.
I guess late, right. We'd like to give him a little piece.
If you'd like to make a call.
A piece of ass.
Very good.
Give him peace. Get a little peace. Give a little peace on earth. Give a little piece of ass.
Very good.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Right.
Hey, it's Mark in Sacramento. How are you doing?
Hi, Mark.
Hey, I think that's a great thing you're doing for Ryder.
Well, you know, we haven't done Dick yet, so don't thank us yet.
Yeah, let's get it all put together before you start saying that.
But, well, if you guys are trying, I know you'll get it done. We know you'll get it done. And so, just in the Christmas spirit, you guys are bringing me up, man.
Well,
it sounds like he's getting...
Guys.
I mean, he's getting emotional.
You know what, probably... If we didn't fly him first,
mm-hmm.
you and I could probably just chip in and buy the guy a plane.
Yeah, we can get him the airline ticket. You and I can do that for him.
Absolutely. All right, we'll pay for the airline ticket.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but we're not paying for the hooker, though.
No.
That has to be paid by...
Pay for one guy. You know, you pay for Ryder, I'll pay for the guy to go with Ryder. Yeah. And then the radio station can probably pick up everything else.
Do a trade deal. Sure. Like, do a trade deal for a guy getting laid out there, right?
Absolutely.
Let me call them up very quickly. I know we got a break.
Because they have direct flights out to, you know, Vegas.
Oh, sure. KPL... KPLY, K-Play, Reno. Mm-hmm. How long have we been on that station? Like 6 years
your
or something?
Call cannot be.
That was one of our first affiliates.
Yes,
it was.
Great, and now I can't get through. Oh, my God.
They are still an affiliate, right? We always have to... You know, when it's been a while since we've had contact, I always like to make sure.
Well, I think the guy just called us from Reno.
Good.
702-82...
They haven't, like, had a management change or anything. They were nice, open-minded
your
crew.
Your call cannot be completed.
Oh, come on.
Please check the number.
I don't know. There's always a chance that they've changed the phone number up.
Change the number, change the locks. I said, goodbye, Turkey. My attorney will be in touch.
All right, well, we'll let you know what happens on that Ryder. We're trying to get him laid. And listen, for the record, that's the only nice thing we're going to do this Christmas, okay?
Yeah, don't make a big deal of it.
That's it.
Please.
So all you want to eat, K's, don't call, you know, I'm on my press jobs.
I mean, we can only take so more of those, you know, so many of those, hey, you guys are nice.
Yeah, come on, please.
No. Merry f***ing Christmas.
Don't screw up
from
the
John and Mike show.
Right, we're not nice. Don't you ever forget that.
Right on.
We will be right back.
This is the John and Mike show.
How about the
Wonder
when we offset a three-play move?
Huh?
Did you get one?
Yeah.
Okay. How about the Wonder when we offset him?
What?
The number, I ended up in the bottom of a pile. The only thing I know is a guy hit my quarterback late. I threw. He turned around, he gets in a fight with him. Now I got an offset. Everybody else fights. Now we got this clown alone with take his, and that's it. What?
Huh? You think your mic is good now?
Okay. Forget it.
Bob McAleen, during the timeout, was walking back upfield, talking to the officials, trying to sort out the penalties they had called, did not realize that his microphone was on. We listened to his entire conversation, and it was a rather salty description of the Brad Johnson fight and Trey Johnson ejection.
So it was marvelous.
And it means something for Don and Mike. You'll hear it on their show.
Yeah,
Monday.
I would think so.
How about this lame-ass analysis?
Mike show.
Right.
How about this lame-ass analysis?
How about you? Larry. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello, you're
you're on the air.
Yeah, I was trying to find out what it would cost to sponsor this guy to go out to Vegas.
Oh, you know what? I want to say something. We've had tons of listeners calling. But really, you know, this reeks of Jack Diamond.
Right.
To get people to pay. Listen, Mike and I are lucky enough to be paid very well to do something we love doing every day.
Yep.
We're going to pay, Mike and I are going to pay for the guy to get out there.
We'll pay for the airfare and the radio station out there. We're contacting them, and hopefully they will take it from there.
And if they won't pay for him to get laid, you know, we'll pay for the guy to get laid, too.
Amen.
This could be a corporate sponsorship.
Well, right now, we're the corporate sponsorship.
And, you know, we're looking at a very a quick turnaround time on this.
Yeah, we want to do this ASAP. Absolutely.
Yeah, to get him out there this weekend would be ideal.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic.
So we could hear about it right away. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, this is Ted in Reno.
Hi, Ted.
Hey, I'd be willing to be one of the guys, or even the guy, to go out there and pick him up from the airport and show him a few places.
Well, you know, hopefully the package will include a limo that would pick him up and take him to a nice hotel.
Absolutely.
Like when we've gone out to Reno to do live shows out there. I mean, what's the name of that that resort they put us
in? El Dorado.
Yeah, at the El Dorado.
No. I work at the Silver Legacy.
Well, you know, hopefully we've done business with the El Dorado before.
Okay, well, that's their sister's companies.
All right, well, then you should work it out and then call KPLY,
okay,
our radio station, and if you could get this guy, you know, transportation and a room.
Has anybody made contact with KPLY yet? Have we spoken to anybody? Have we been able to get the phone to work?
We have the wrong phone number.
Oh, my God.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, Mike, how you doing?
And, Mike, the Peppermill was our hotel.
The Peppermill.
The Peppermill.
You guys, and that's why I'm calling. You know, I don't have, our company has a direct billing with the Peppermill, not with any of the whorehouses, but I'd be willing to pay for one night for the guy in the Peppermill.
Well, you know, that's wonderful, but I don't think that the guys who listen to the show should have to pay. I mean, if your company can do it.
Well, no, that's what I meant. Our company, we have a direct bill account. Our company would pay for it. We used to have one of our businesses up there. We sold it a couple years ago, but we still have an open account when we send employees up.
This guy sounds hot to trot to do it. Yeah, we've got to keep him on the line.
Yeah, Mike, real quick.
Yes.
Suki. Remember Suki?
No.
The blackjack dealer at the Peppermill. You guys talked about
it. Oh, my God. Rob, do you remember Suki?
Remember Suki?
Devil woman.
Yes, the devil woman.
Devil woman.
I lost like 15 hands.
Yeah, she's a great gal. I go there quite often, or used to anyway, and I had mentioned that you guys talked about her, and she doesn't remember you guys, but she definitely got a kick out of it.
Can't imagine she wouldn't remember two fat guys at like 3 in the morning.
Well, have you been there at 3 in the morning?
Scowling at her.
Who gave her their life savings.
Absolutely.
At the $5 blackjack table.
And then muttered horrible things as they were walking.
Hold on a second. If you're legit, hold on a second. Hold on just a second. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you fat bastard.
Hey.
Hey, we're in Reno.
Yes.
And we're going to offer this guy the full service deal. We'll pick him up from the airport. We'll take him to where he's going to stay. We'll take him to, actually, the best place is the Moonlight Bunny Ranch. It's the world famous, the one that Jesse Ventura went to.
Got to like that name, the Moonlight Bunny Ranch.
You know, I appreciate that, but I don't know how comfortable I feel turning this guy over.
Are you a limo company?
No.
We're
a couple of Nevada's finest.
Wait, hold on. You're cops?
Yeah, but I'm not going to tell you where and with who.
Right.
Now, listen, if we find out that you really are, now, are you rent-a-cops, are
no.
you mall cops, or are you...
We are.
Really?
Right.
Yes.
You're legitimate the law officers. Hey, it's legal out in Nevada.
Hey, well, don't you remember how nice the cops treated us?
Yeah.
Every time we've been to Reno...
They're fantastic out
the
there.
The cops give us... Shirts,
right.
Hats.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a lot of people listen to the show in law enforcement out in Nevada.
I've been to every one of your shows here in Nevada.
Yep.
The last one was at the Mustang.
Now that we would, from a police officer.
It's a different story.
We would accept. If you want to pick him up at the airport.
Right.
You want to take him out to the whorehouse. He could be safer with no one.
Absolutely.
Than a Reno police officer.
Fantastic. Or wherever,
right.
whatever jurisdiction this guy works in.
Exactly.
Yes. Hold on. Here's our producer, Chuck.
I just spoke to the K-Play station, and they're all set. They'll help us out with anything we need.
There we go.
Beautiful.
All right. Well, we can call the guy back and let him know.
Well, hold on. Let's get everything together.
Yeah,
and then we'll call him back. Hold on there, officer.
Okay.
Hold on. Charlie, talk to the cop on line 4, please.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye,
Charlie.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Tell that the area code has changed to 775 in Reno.
All right, that would be the problem, that the area code had changed.
Yeah, well, we already contacted the radio station.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, long-time listener, first-time caller. Why can't I get your radio station on my vehicle 40 miles from D.C.?
Because the plate in your head is interfering with it.
No, not only my vehicle.
Listen, as we addressed yesterday, and I'm not going to get into it again because apparently I hurt everybody's feelings
you
around here.
You were fired up yesterday.
This is one suck-ass radio station. Frankly, the fact that our show is number one in the ratings in D.C. on a station with such a half-ass signal makes that even more unbelievable.
Right.
That our listeners give us.
You can't get out.
Number one ratings. Because you can't.
What would it be if people could hear it up this way?
I can't imagine. I'm constantly begging them to please move us to another one of the stations in the company. Move us to 94.7.
Yeah, with a real
flamethrower. I can get that fine, or 100.3. I can get that fine.
Well, we don't own that one.
We're aware of the problem.
But we know that. And the problem is not in your radio. The problem is that. Listen, here's why Infinity was able to buy WJFK so cheap when they bought it 10 years ago.
Right.
Because it's a radio station that's located 6 miles from Washington, D.C., with a signal that goes 100 miles
due west
away from Washington, D.C.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
That's it.
That's why they were able to get, you know, a $50 million radio station for like a dollar and a quarter.
I heard that.
Because seriously, right. You can open the window and you can spit on the U.S. Capitol from where we are, but if you get in your car,
yes,
you cannot hear the radio station.
I know.
Down in the U.S. Capitol.
And then I got to go back and forth, but 1300 is 106.7.
Right.
And then I get up out of Howard County, I lose it in Carroll County.
Thank you for the bio.
Giving us too much bio there.
And, you know, the thing is, is the reason that our success on this show is so much better. That we do it with one hand tied behind our back.
Amazing. And we know it. I mean, listen, you know, when they talk about the power of the station that we're on here in D.C., WJFK, and I mean when they talk about the wattage and stuff, they brag that you can pick the station up in West Virginia.
Right.
That the station signal almost goes to Kentucky.
Right.
You know, I mean, I've really heard him say that, Rob.
And it does.
And it's ridiculous. We're 6 miles from D.C.
Right, it ought to be pointed in the other direction.
Yeah.
But we can't do that because somebody else is in the way.
Right. Right. So it sucks. Well, that's always been the problem with WJFK Radio.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, you guys ought to have your associates check out that policeman in Reno.
We're doing it now. Why is that?
Well, Mustang isn't in Reno, and the last time I heard, the IRS has shut it down.
What are you talking about? No. He didn't say Mustang.
The guy said he saw us at the Mustang. We did a show at the Mustang Ranch.
And I think he was talking about the Moonlight Bunny Ranch.
I apologize deeply.
What a helper you are.
Right. F you.
Learn to listen. Listen to learn.
Buzz.
I love when you reprimand Buzz.
Yeah, it was necessary.
I love it almost as much as when you break out into that big, riotous laughter that
Buzz,
you have.
Buzz's new book will be Guffaws and Reprimands.
I love Don and Mike's show. Hello.
Don.
Yes.
This is Reno calling.
Hi, Reno.
Thank you, K-Play. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Great call.
Very insightful call there.
Thank you very much. All right, one more call. We got to do a break. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, I want to find out what I can do to make myself forget I ever heard Dennis Murphy on your show. Maybe he can teach me that.
Oh, God. Okay, here's what you do. Get a nice, cool gun.
Like Rod Steiger.
Get
yourself a nice, cool gun.
Rod Steiger.
All right, thank you.
Goodbye.
You look fine.
Rod Steiger.
Get out of here. All right, so that's the latest on what we're calling Ryder Torino.
Can't act.
Because that is the guy's name. Ryder. We're going to try to send him to Reno.
Yeah.
Ryder Torino for a rim job. We're going to try to make it happen this weekend. We'll let you know more about it on tomorrow's episode. Now, just ahead of Chuck Stossel, oh, we got jail mail for him, right?
We do.
Yeah, we got more than just movies. We got jail mail for Chuck Stossel.
Wonderful.
Two beautiful letters. Let's try to give away $500.
American with the secret sound number one, the holiday secret sound.
The holiday secret sound, I have no idea what it is.
Okay, and I'll give you the clue that I gave last hour. It is not Drew Barrymore scraping PM from underneath her fingernails.
Not at all.
It is not.
It's similar.
Be the 100th caller now. You get a shot at the money at 877-365-3636.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Excuse me, Chief. I got something here you might want to see. I hate when people talk during the movie.
Bobby,
if only we could fly! Fly. Them biscuits style!
They love to hee-haw with the wrinkled meemaw. Don and Mike.
All right, it's time for Chuck Stossel.
Yeah, baby.
Howdy, Chuck.
Hey, guys.
The mother chucker. Oh, but first we have the holiday secret sound.
Right.
We're going to call 100. Hello.
Caller 100.
Right, Don and Mike show. Hello. Who's this?
Caller 100.
Yes, right. What's your name?
I'm Dave.
Hi, Dave. Where are you from?
Burlington, Vermont.
Dave, you won the special limited edition 30-minute prepaid first-class Grinch phone card.
Oh, wonderful.
Courtesy of the post office.
Thank you, post office.
Please say hello to movie man Charlie Stossel.
Hey, it's a pleasure, Charles.
Hi, how are you?
I'm not in prison, but I'm a big fan.
Hey, there you go.
Something nice is said. Thank you, sir.
Charlie will be reviewing the movies and reading his mail right after you get a shot at $500 with Secret Sound number one, the holiday Secret Sound. Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
Liza with a Z.
No Goulet?
No, I'm just going to do Liza.
Okay.
Little Liza.
What a tribute for Charlie.
Yes, of course.
Oh, thank you.
Because he's here, I'm motivated.
Okay. We wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is. And once again, for the record, that is not the sound of Drew Barrymore picking the BM, scraping it from under her fingernails.
And the odds are in my favor.
Yes.
I know you want Goulet back. I'll give Goulet back to you next time you do it. I know you're a creature of habit.
Goulet.
Don't worry. I'll give you. Sometimes I just have to get it out of my system.
Goulet. Goulet, hand in hand with the secret sound.
Okay, Goulet next.
What's the sound, sir?
It sounds like pulling Christmas lights out of its little cardboard box.
I will say that is another excellent guess.
Wow.
We've had two great guesses in a row. No BS. Thank you, and don't forget that every guess
it's
is a
clue for you.
A clue for you.
I got it.
You're getting closer. Getting closer all the time. All right, write it down, Mike, if you got it. And then we're going to get right to Charlie Stossel's mail before he reviews movies this week.
I'm just saying if it's related to this, okay? Just tell me if it's related. Please tell me if it's related.
No. It is not.
How about this?
No, but no. It is not. But for both of you guys, how about this?
Okay.
Oh, dear.
Oh, you might be passing me now. That's sponsorable. Wow. Very good. It's a different sound.
www.egars.com.
Machine today.
And get a whiff of that, Charlie.
Wait. I'd rather not.
Wait till it works its way over.
I could tell when I walked in.
He's a machine today.
Listen, Mike.
Both of you.
Mike has been a robo farter today.
Oh. Show me the. Both of you. Show me the quans, Charlie.
That's one stinky fart, but mine are smellier today.
Yes, you have won that battle today.
Medicine-y.
Very medicine-y.
Okay, Charlie, here we go. We're going to start with a letter from Scott Breeze.
Ah.
The guy who's in the correctional facility in D.C.
Think he's the one that wants to eat me?
Now, yes, he is. He's the guy who wants to put you on a spit.
Oh.
Now, he's...
It worked its way over here.
Is
that the Asian lettering?
Yes.
Yes.
He's written a cartoon.
Thank you, Mike.
That I will not share with everybody. But it's a cartoon called The Charlie Stossel Story, The Making of an American Monster. Special autographed edition.
I cannot believe the mail that Charles Stossel received.
You know, this is another inmate who's taken the time and trouble to actually...
Yeah, you know, he draws there's clowns, there's a naked boy.
Now, he also sent you this, Charlie. This is not a gag. What? Oh, you're reading the comic book?
I'm looking at a...
Got a lot of time to draw.
A lot of clowns.
He's liking his comic book.
Yeah, I do like the comic book.
I bet you're not going to like the next thing he sent you.
Oh, what?
You might not like this.
Oh, oh, hold on.
All right,
away.
Mike.
Run, Charlie.
Here we go, Mike. www.eguard.com.
Buzz, you're in the
picture. Eguard.com. The hottest cigar site on the planet.
Wow, baby.
Very nice, Mike.
Ray, thank you.
There we go.
It smells so citrusy in here.
Citrusy, yes. Citrus fresh.
Now, he did not make this little booklet up himself. This is obviously something he got from the prison library.
What I won't like, what?
And he said to you, it's... HIV and AIDS information for inmates.
Oh, thank you.
And it says, Charlie, you may need this someday. Mend your ways before it's too late.
Oh, that's scary.
And as you open it up, it has all of these questions about how guys in prison can get HIV.
Mm-hmm. Don't we know how that normally happens?
And, yeah, I would think so.
I know, but again, here you go. That's
well,
for
thank you.
And now the letter that comes with, Dear Charlie... It's been a while since I've written because I was in the hole again.
Oh, dear.
When you wouldn't let Don read my last comic book on the air, I sort of had a relapse and acted out. The staff psychiatrist says I shouldn't transpose my anger onto targets other than the root of my rage.
Right.
The trouble is, this place is such a target-rich environment. It's so easy to creep up on people and vent my frustrations with a mop ringer. Besides, I kind of like the hole... It's nice and quiet and dark, except the rats and bugs.
This is a scary inmate, Charlie.
Do you know that even a tame rat, Charlie, won't eat a cockroach?
Really?
Even when you take the time to catch a dozen and pull the legs and wings off so they'll be easier to eat. Oh, no. He wanted bread. Not just any bread. It had to be whole wheat. Stale whole wheat so it would be crunchy when he'd chewed it. And chewed it.
Wow.
And shoot it until that little crunching noise rang in my head like the crescendo of a thousand thundering freight trains.
Right.
Roaring, roaring, roaring. Charlie Stossel, do you know that rat tastes just like rabbit?
Oh, man.
The head just pops right off and you pull the skin off like a sock.
Oh.
Hey, Charlie Stossel, one big lighter will cook you a dozen. There's no reason for you not to let Don read this comic book. And that's the one I've just handed to you.
Yes.
Don't disappoint me again.
I'm going to.
They finally took the restraints off, and my wrists need time to heal. Don't make me act out again. I was making such good progress, and you ruined everything. Your special friend, Scott Breeze. P.S. Mike.
Oh, no.
Mike.
I really need some confirmation about your extra bedroom. I'm filling out my parole plan and need a fixed address.
The answer is no, Scott. I don't want to be in your letters anymore.
Your basement will be just right. We can be like a family I see on TV.
No. No, the answer is no, but I know Rob's got some extra space.
All right. That's the letter from Scott Breeze, and he sent along the comic book, which I will not read because it had priests with erections and Charlie giving boys baths and stuff like that.
Just more for Charlie to add to his collection.
Yeah.
This letter comes from... Charlie's other favorite, David Xavier, angry, innocent white convict.
Now, as I recall, he ended my story and the Rob story.
Yes, this is the Spiewak story we move on to now.
Oh,
dear Don and Mike.
Don, before you start.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Sorry.
I appreciate
never
you doing
be
that
sorry,
away from
Mike.
Me.
www.egars.com, the hottest cigar site on the planet. They sponsor our farts, you know.
It's been a record-breaking show today.
Yes, it has. It has. Dear Don and Mike, please find and close Chapter 1 of the Spiewak Saga, A History of Hate. Before you read it, please answer the following questions. 1. In a separate envelope, I sent Tammy Sachs a letter. Could you ask her what the answer is?
Oh, dear. Now Tammy's getting fallout here?
You know, you don't...
2. Last week, I explained why I didn't get to hear you read Chapter 5 in Charlie's Life. Can you please replay that segment on the next time you take off? 3. Whatever day you read my letter, read it after 5 p.m. I ask this because at my prison, we eat supper early. And if you read this before 5, there's a chance I won't get to hear it. Thank you. All right, well, it's after 5.
After 5, sorry about that.
Let me see.
But right before 5, he can't hear it, right? After 5, he hears it.
Yes. Yeah. And then he starts his story about Rob with the disclaimer.
Supper at 4:30.
Disclaimer. For those listeners who are too stupid to realize this is radio program for fun, the following story is mainly pure fiction.
Mainly.
Mainly.
Don and Mike and the author do not promote or encourage the practice of bigotry or racism.
Very good. Oh, God.
The Spiewak
Saga. A disclaimer from a convict.
Yeah. The Spiewak Saga. A History of Hate, Chapter 1. In the preview of this family tale of bigotry and hate, Herr Spiewak had escaped to Argentina from Germany before being caught by the Allies. During the war, he had overseen the transportation of Jews to the camps.
Boy.
That gave him extreme pleasure. He would volunteer for burial duty. Once in Argentina, Herr Spiewak used...
Are we in need of editing?
Serious?
I didn't think it would take long.
Happy Hanukkah.
I didn't think it would take long for.
I'm sorry. I can't go. Robbie,
you can't go there.
It's really not all that funny somehow.
Yeah.
I mean, no, and it's not in the spirit of the holidays.
No, not.
So, are we saying that he needs to redirect back to Charlie Stossel?
Yeah,
maybe.
Well, of course. Look, I always like to see that.
All right. Let me go past the bad stuff here. It says, one day, Herr Spiewak noticed the blonde hair of one of the new female recruits. During the next month, he proceeded to wine her and dine her. He gave her gifts, including a German Luger, sausages, and tiny swastika earrings.
Oh, God.
The next month, they were married, and they moved to West Virginia.
You romantic.
To expand the Spiewak movement in the States. I believe this is Rob's dad or grandpa he's writing about.
According to the preview, this would be the grandfather Spiewak.
The next year, Hilda Spiewak gave birth to their first son. The birth took 57 hours due to the unusually large head of the baby.
So it would be my father.
They decided to name the child Robert Adolf Spiewak. They called him Rob for short. During the first 5 years of Rob's life, he was raised in the basement. The only person he ever saw was his father. Every morning, Herr Spiewak would unlock the basement and bring in a large black mannequin. He would then proceed to use the mannequin's arm to beat the young Rob.
Oh, dear.
By the time he was 5, it was imprinted in his brain to hate the black man.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Between the ages of 5 and 10, Rob learned many important skills from his dad. By the age of 10, Rob could goose step with precise accuracy, take apart and put together any handgun, build a 10-foot white cross in 2 minutes, and shave his head without cutting himself.
Welcome to the club.
Right. At the age of 13, Herr Spiewak sat down with his son and said, Rob, tomorrow you'll be entering the public school system. I'm doing this so you can see firsthand. Oh, so that you can see your first minority firsthand. This will better prepare you to face them when I send you on your first mission.
Oh, my God.
I can't at this time tell you what your mission will be, but if you complete it, we'll be one step closer to reviving the Third Reich. Young Rob Spiewak went to sleep that night with thoughts of Hitler in his mind. P.S. If Bathtub Stossel thinks he's off the hook, he couldn't be more wrong. Before the new year, I'll be sending Charlie a very interesting package, not just a letter.
Hey, that's
And then it says sneak preview.
Oh. Good.
Don and Mike, after I finish my story, The Spiewak Saga, A History of Hate, my next story will be... The Murphy Files. The double life of Dennis Murphy.
Hey, all right. Excellent.
All right, very good.
Here is a small tease. Murphy left WJFK after being the judge in a fecal firmness contest.
Am I right?
God, how he hated playing the buffoon for those fat bastards, but it was part of his cover. No one would suspect. In reality, Dennis Murphy was the top assassin for the CIA.
There you go.
Like
all right, boy, he's got a lot of creativity flowing out of his
Jesus
brain.
Jesus Christ.
Pretty interesting.
I'm
soaking any packages, I guess.
Here you go. I'm going to just show you...
I'd like to encourage this guy to further the Dennis story. I think he's got a juicier topic there.
All right, just take
Rob, could it be that someone's offending your sensibilities?
I think this is somebody
reached your line.
Take a quick read of the stuff that I didn't read, the two paragraphs that I outlined there in orange.
Oh, no, that's awful. Oh, yeah. This evil. Yeah, it's best
A lot of evil in that prison system.
Yeah.
Sure is.
I suppose it's good that he has a creative outlet, but maybe he wants to keep some of this to himself.
Jesus. Yeah.
This All is right. a little horrifying.
Let me see it. Can I see it?
Yeah. It's bad. Just read the part I didn't read.
Yeah.
Bracketed in orange.
Oh, good.
But I like the dentist idea.
I mean, it's well written.
Right.
I give him credit. It's well written.
So we got
is it
that.
Art?
God. Oh my God.
You can see why there's a couple of paragraphs I didn't feel comfortable reading.
Yeah, a lot of hate there.
Sorry,
I mean, I don't know what this guy, he's just venting.
Yeah, right. And you call me dark.
Yes, very, very strange.
Wow. Take a look, Charlie. What do you think of that? Stuff I didn't read.
Go ahead and keep that in your file, Charlie.
You may want to start your own file after that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, happy holidays, everybody.
Yeah, right. Gotcha.
My goodness.
All right, well, listen, that'll do it for today's edition of the Charlie Stasso Mailbag.
Here's what Mike thinks of it.
Hold on, Mike has another message for us. Damn, this has been a potent day for you.
Thank you.
This has been an impotent day for you, Mike.
Very much so. Thank you so much.
www.egars.com. Hottest cigar site on the planet.
Wow.
God damn, they're getting their money's worth today. What, Robbie?
That was Mike's number 11 today.
Mike's 11th part of the day.
Thank you very much.
How many have I had? Are you counting?
Uh-oh, here we go.
Because it's such a strong start.
You've had about three.
Oh, I've had more than three.
Nah,
More than three.
Yeah. Maybe five. More than three.
My guess would be seven.
I would go with that. Seven.
I would say seven. Yeah.
I'll give it to you. You're the winner today.
Okay.
You've outfarted me today.
Thank you.
King of the ass.
Competition for everything.
King of the farts. Charlie, how many movies this week?
We'll talk about two.
Just two?
Just two.
Two? All right, Chuck, what are the two movies opening this weekend?
We're going to talk about Vertical Limit and Proof of Life.
All right, Vertical Limit is a movie that I'm dying to see.
Mm-hmm.
The previews look outstanding.
Yeah.
And?
And much better than I thought it would ever be. This is a story about a mountain climber, Chris O'Donnell, whose sister is trapped on top of K2 after an expedition. He has to go back up into the mountain and get her. And along the way, he gets Scott Glenn, who is great in this movie. Looks very different, very
odd. Scott Glenn, the guy with the bad skin?
Yeah.
He's the guy in Silverado. He's the guy who gets shot in Silverado.
Right. Whose wife is a popsicle up on the mountain, so he's very careful about what he does. He goes up there with him, and it's a rescue mission. I really like Cliffhanger.
His wife's a popsicle.
No, I'm right. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Orange popsicle.
Okay, so I believe you're just going to make a very bold statement that you like the movie.
But I really like Vertical Limit. It's better than I thought it would have been.
You like Cliffhanger, that awful Sylvester Stallone movie?
I liked Cliffhanger. He likes the hell a lot better.
Isn't there another one that's coming out too soon? Isn't there another mountain climbing one that's coming out, or is this the one?
No, this is the one. This is the one you've seen the ads for.
Great photography. Great. Action.
The guy is falling down the mountain, and he's trying to put his ice pick in there to give himself some leverage.
What's Terminal Velocity?
That was years ago. That was Charlie Sheen. Anastasia Kinski.
Years ago.
Isn't there something when you're on a mountain called Terminal Velocity? Like if you're falling off a mountain, they call it Terminal Velocity?
Not that I'm aware of.
I don't know where I saw this, but Rob, help me. I'm sorry.
I believe, if I remember physics right, that's the top speed you reach when you're in free fall.
Right.
Because that's when, like,
Well, what's the name of this movie, Charlie?
Vertical Limit.
That's the one.
Yeah, but they were talking about mountain climbing. I guess it was like one of my Learning Channel episodes. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. I'm just interrupting all over the place.
Thank you.
I'm very sorry. So go.
You're not sorry.
No, so it's a good movie, yeah.
three strong, solid stars, and it's just a good action film.
All right, good, excellent. Bryce Seed, what else is new?
Proof of Life. This is the Meg Ryan, Russell Crowe.
Looks good. It looks really good.
You know, I think it works very... the story of this real quick. Meg Ryan and her husband David Morse, who was, maybe best...
St. Elsewhere.
Green Mile, as one of the...
Yeah, but he was the guy with the afro in St. Elsewhere. He was also in The Siege. He's been, in a million
character
movies.
Character actor that's been in a lot of stuff.
Great actor. I really like him.
He is kidnapped... by a group of terrorists in Central America. They hold him for goodness knows how long, and Meg Ryan has to try to get him back somewhere. All they're interested in is money. That's all they want. Russell Crowe plays a negotiator who comes in
to negotiate the release of the husband, and along the way he starts falling for Meg Ryan. This movie works best when...
Kind of like the way he fell for Dennis Quaid's wife.
Yeah, this is kind of how it all started.
And isn't that why most people, you think, are going to go see this movie this weekend to
see it would take away from the movie
if they do, and it does. If they do, they're going to be sorely, I think, disappointed, because there's very little chemistry between these two in the movie. The movie works great as a military drama about how Russell Crowe negotiates for the release of this kidnapped engineer who's trying to build a dam in this country.
So all their chemistry was in private then, huh?
It must have been, because there's a moment on screen where they go to kiss, and it's totally inappropriate. Does nothing for the movie whatsoever.
Hold on, Buzz wants to scream something. What, Buzz?
I read today that there was actually a sex scene between them in the movie, and that it was cut out because test audiences didn't like the fact that Meg Ryan was having sex with a guy while her husband had been kidnapped.
And that's another thing, too. I would have thought, and this was brought up to me after the screening, when the reuniting comes at the end, why isn't she running towards the husband, because he's been gone for months?
Well, now, hold on, you're giving away the end of the movie now.
No, this is no surprise that everything's going to turn out eventually well.
Well, no, you just gave away the plot.
I didn't give away the end
of the movie.
Oh, my God. Next week, the letters from prisons all over America.
At the end of the movie, when she reunites with her husband, that she doesn't run to him and, like, fall all over him.
Two words for you, Charlie. Jailbreak.
That's okay.
All right, listen. How many porcelain dolls?
As a military movie, it's three. As a romance, it's a one. So we give it a two. We go right down the middle.
You know, Russell Crowe, who, frankly, I didn't know dick about until recently, he's excellent in The Insider.
He's very good in this movie.
He's excellent in Gladiator.
Fantastic in Gladiator.
You know, he was so different in both of those roles.
Mm-hmm. And this is also a very different role from the others. Take away that romance that they try to force, and it works very well.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Chuck.
All right, guys. See you later.
Goodbye.
Thanks, Charlie.
Goodbye.
Bye.
See you.
Bye-bye. There he goes. Always an adventure. Always gives us that look like, what else are you going to do?
Right. Always waiting for me to shoot a drop.
He is indeed.
And he always takes the mail with him.
Yeah, he has an enormous file.
You know, he does.
And I'd probably do the same thing if I was him.
Yeah, for evidence later, you know.
Yeah, right. And now Rob can start a file.
Yeah.
Now that the letters are starting about Rob.
Very bad file.
Yeah.
Rob. Yeah. Rob.
Okay, hold on. We'll do something different when we come right back.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
This is Tom Baudet. What you see is what you get with females for hire.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
And she was saying that she was 2 weeks pregnant. And I didn't believe it, because when you're just two weeks pregnant, you can't really tell just because you haven't seen your menstruation.
The mayors of Cunnyland, Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
All right, now listen, everybody. Don't forget, tomorrow on the show, we officially start our countdown to Christmas.
Yeah, we've got a wonderful holiday concert for you.
A giant live outdoors concert right in the first break of the show.
Right.
3 o'clock East Coast, 12 noon West Coast.
It's going to be big, really big.
7 o'clock if you listen to us in New York City on WNEW tomorrow night.
That's right.
Dennis Murphy outside in a Santa Claus suit and a karaoke machine singing his greatest hits from Dennis Murphy's Merry Effing Christmas.
Be fantastic.
Plus, Tom Gavin in a manger,
yeah, right,
as the baby Jesus, and Homo Joe as the wise man.
All your favorites.
Live concert tomorrow. Plus tomorrow, we're going to be meeting Ryder, the guy who was on the show earlier today in a car wreck 10 years ago.
Right. Yeah, and he desperately wanted to have some female companionship.
Had some brain damage, but he still got it happening, below the neck.
Yeah, and he's also, it's just his ability, I think, to express himself. He's got he's able to enjoy the show and make all the right connections. Right.
So we're going to meet the guy tomorrow and finalize the plans to send him to Reno. It looks like Mike and I are paying for the airfare. He's going out either Friday or Saturday, and he'll end up spending the weekend in Reno.
Excellent.
And getting laid, and we've already been having conversations about having the madam from the whorehouse on the air, and the Reno police have become involved.
Yes, this is a growing hair, so to speak.
That the you know, the Reno police have been fantastic to us. Every time we've been out there, they're going to give the guy an escort all the way to the whorehouse, and he's going to be staying at a quality hotel, get him a nice suite. So
very good.
We'll meet him on tomorrow's show also. Now, the name Mike Oxbig is great.
Yes. The name Mike Latouris is good.
We're going to try something now along the lines of Al Nipple and Victor Anus and Way Out There.
Right.
Except we're going to do it without the fake voices.
We're going to kind of try to keep it straight, and the only thing we're going to change are the names.
Right. Good. Because my name is Mike Oxbig.
And I'm Mike Latouris.
Now we're going to set this up as the Oxbig Latouris show.
The Oxbig Latouris get together.
Here's the setup. We got a stupid press release about a guy in St. Louis who says the little pieces of shad from the Florida ballots could turn into big bucks for a man in St. Louis. Hmm. Entrepreneur Max Burton is selling 6-ounce sacks of shad.
Ooh, a sack of shad.
That supposedly include plenty of those pregnant, swinging door and hanging shads.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now these are not even the shads from Florida.
No.
What he did was, he got a punching machine.
Right.
And he has simply punched a bunch of shads out.
And he's calling them Florida shads?
Well, not Florida shads, you're saying shads for sale.
Shads, all right, he's selling shads.
And he's selling the shads for $6 a bag.
Reasonable. Wow, that's a bargain.
So, Rob, I'm going to call the guy now.
Okay.
And perhaps you could pick up the phone and tell him that the
Oxbig Latouris show is ready for him.
Right.
314-948.
Beautiful. As soon as it rings, I'll put you on hold.
Okay, his name is Max?
Yes, his name is Max Burton.
You're calling from Oxbig Latouris. That even sounds bad.
The Oxbig Latouris Show. On Westwood One Radio. CBS.
Could be a short bit.
Yeah.
We'll try.
Is he not answering?
It's an answering machine.
Is it his name?
Yeah. Maybe he's screening. Hold on.
Okay.
Hi, Max. Rob Williamson from the Oxbig Latouris radio program. I had one of my assistants just call you to set up an interview, and you're not there. So we're trying to get you on as soon as possible. I guess we can try and call you back shortly. But we're up against a deadline here, and we will call you back in a moment. So if you perhaps are on another line, please clear the line. We need to get in touch with you. Thank you, sir.
Oh, crap.
All right, now, you want to try him right away, right back? Or?
Yeah. Let me try to call him right back.
Because he was scheduled to be on the Oxbig Latouris program.
This is Mike Oxbig.
And I'm Mike Latouris. And, you know, I try to say it without saying it, but you can't say it without it sounding like that.
And it's probably better just without even I'm and this is. Just come on.
Hi, radio program. How are you?
Oh, you got him.
Oh, fine. I'm glad we just called and we got your answering machine. We were scared we were going to have to schedule another interview.
All right.
No, okay. We're nervous. It is. We don't want to cause any trouble. So I'm going to put you on hold, and our hosts will be with you shortly. And when they pick up, you'll be on the air with Oxbig and Latouris. Okay? Thanks.
Very good.
Okay.
You can do it. We can do it.
Okay.
We can do it. Just take a deep breath. Here we go.
Oxbig Latouris get together for a good-looking Wednesday, everybody. Hump day. We're joined now on our newsmaker hotline by Max Burton from St. Louis.
You know, everybody's been talking about Countdown 2000 and everything that's going on, but this guy's got an interesting twist on it, and that's why we decided to have him on the Oxbig Latouris show today.
It's 5:47. Mike Oxbig.
Mike Latouris, and we're all set to go. Do we have the gentleman on the line right now? I think we do.
Could we do Max?
Yes, hi. Max Bird from St. Louis.
Max, welcome to the Oxbig Latouris get-together for a Wednesday. Where did you get this idea to start selling Chads?
Well, that's an interesting question. My partner, Terry Hinkle, and I here in St. Louis a couple of weeks ago were watching all the hoopla was going on down in Florida, and we started looking at each other and we said, you know, there's a victim in all this. There's something down there that is just being abused, being abandoned, being lost, being impregnated, and their rights are being abused. And we said, we need to stand up for the rights of Chad.
It's 547. Excuse me, I just have to break in with these time checks. 547 on the east. It's 247 on the west. Mike Oxbeg,
Mike Latouris, and we're here with what's the gentleman's name again?
Mr. Max
Burton.
Max Burton.
Burton.
Fantastic.
On the Oxbeg Latouris show. Excuse us. Let's get back. How did you come up with the great idea to sell Chads?
Well, we were watching all this abuse going on down in Florida, and we saw there was a victim in it all, and that was Chad. He was being taken advantage of, poked, prodded, abandoned, and hanging, dangling, and impregnated. And we thought we'd put an organization together for citizens, for salvation, for abused Chad.
And a chance for you to make money. Hey, sir, a chance for you to make a little money, right?
Well, it's a good thing that people are out there that realize that Chad is going to be saved and taken care of. And then we're putting in a commemorative set of Chad2000.com, where for $5.95 plus $1.50, you're
able to lots of plugs.
You're basically get a piece of history. Commemorative.
We don't mind the plugs as long as we can work our plugs. And also, you're listening to Two for the Road. Hi, everybody. This is Mike Oxbeg.
And I'm Mike Latouris, and we're on with a gentleman that's selling Chads to the world. How much do those Chads go for, sir?
Well, it's $5.95 for a commemorative set that you'll be able to have in a decorative piece. It's blue, white, and red with the window that you'll be able to enjoy your Chad for eons. I don't know if you're a gentleman aware of, but, there's a new Chad out there.
Is there really? Let me do a time check here. 5:49 on the East Coast. It's 2:49 on the West Coast. Mike Oxbeck.
Mike Latouris.
And you are listening to Two for the Road on Westwood One Radio. Max, what were you saying about the Chads?
Well, there's a new kind of Chad. It's called the regurgitated Chad. You know, they were taking some of the Chad ballots by hand, counting them, punching them out, and swallowing them. So we sent a group of sweepers down from St. Louis to do the Heimlich maneuver to remove and save this poor abused Chad.
Oh, I tell you, Mike Latouris didn't just fall off the turnip truck. Let me tell you right now.
And neither did Mike Oxbeck.
That's for sure. Sounds like there might be a little bit of a money-making scheme here, my friend.
Well, it's not an acronym.
Right.
You are listening to the Oxbeg Latouris get-together for a Wednesday hump day.
We've got Max the Chad Man on the line.
This is Mike Oxbeg.
And this is Mike Latouris.
Well, Chad doesn't stand for counting by hand for advancements of Democrats.
Oh, it doesn't, does it?
No, but at VoteChad2000.com, we're here to let you know that you can save Chad by getting some for yourself and your friends and your family.
Can I stop you right there? Because I want to give my partner just a little credit. Because way back when this whole thing started, this was 2 or 3 days before the election even began, and Mike Oxbeg looked at me and said, this election is not going to be over on election night, and it's going to go maybe even to Christmas time. And I told him, that you were full of it. That's what I said to
you. This is Latouris. Let me rat you out also that my friend Mike Latouris said to me, I am so into this. I hope it doesn't end. And I looked at him, and I said, Latouris, listen, we've been working together for so long. Mike Latouris, you're out of your mind. This election's going to be decided very soon.
It's amazing. It's truly amazing.
And that's what makes our show work.
Right.
Me, Mike Oxbeg.
And Mike Latouris. That's why we're working together, and we've been working together that long.
We have differing points of view, much like Mary Madeline and James Carville.
Right.
But we love the story that you're selling the Chads. How can the listeners of the Two for the Road show, the Oxbeg and Latouris show, buy the Chads?
Well, they can go to VoteChad2000.com, and they can get the variety of Chad. We have some very rare Nader Chad, too.
Hey, all right, how's that work?
Well, it's just, there wasn't as much Chad out there from Nader, and so that's why it's very rare. But as it is, we do have a lot of Chad, and we have this opportunity for everyone to go to VoteChad2000.com.
Hey, Max, is there a chance that Mike Oxbeg and Mike Latouris will be able to get the free Chads from you?
Well, we have a special combination of some Chad for you, and if you can email us about this, put this on.
Now, listen, hold on now. Listen,
and you can hot link us.
We have given you all kinds of plug. The question is, do the two hosts of the show, me, Mike Oxbeg, and my friend Mike Latouris,
right,
do we get free Chads or not?
You are the going to receive the chat. I'm saying you have to put it into the email because I can't. At my point in time, I can't write it down.
Well, I'm going
to
give you. I'm going to give you my email address right now, like I do all of our listeners on the air. AOL.com.
All right.
Okay, you can send. Will you send them the chat, and will you send me one too?
I will send it, but that was a tough for me to write that one down. But if you go to chat2000.com, you can email us.
MikeOxBig.
And that was breaking up on me.
MikeOxBig at AOL.com.
Mike Ox. At AOL.com.
Mike Oxbig.
It's Oxbig. The last name is Oxbig.
O-X-B-I-G. My dad was very famous in the CBS.
Dad, do you have a website?
I do, too. Yes, you can send it.
You can link us right to it.
Well, mine, too. Let me give you mine. Are you there?
Yes.
Yeah, I want to give you mine. It's Mike Latouris at AOL.com. That's MikeLetores.
Mm-hmm.
At AOL.com.
What's your website?
AOL.com.
Did you get those emails?
Yeah, I'm looking for the website address now. I'm sorry.
Okay, it is one word, Mike Oxbig, Mike Latouris, not at AOL. Our website is simply MikeOxbigMikeLatouris.com.
.com. It's .com.
.com.
What's the joke here, sir?
I don't know. I'm trying to find it out.
Okay, did you get the email addresses?
It's 54 minutes past the hour on the East Coast, 54 past on the West Coast, means it's 6 until 6 or 6 until 3. This is my
guy. Now, we do have some Christmas cards that are made out of Florida ballot.
I wish we had more time. This is Mike Oxbig.
And Mike Latouris.
Saying thanks very much to Max Burton from St. Louis for joining us on the Oxbig Latouris get together.
Good luck with the chat, sir.
VoteChad2000.com.
All right.
Gotcha. All right, everybody, back to the show now. I'm Mike Oxbig.
And I'm Mike Latouris.
We're going to be going to who's in the copter today? Some McCracken's up in the eye on the sky.
Fantastic.
We're going to be getting, you know what? We've got to put him on hold.
Yeah.
What's Phil doing up there? What happened to Major Woody today?
Let's go find out. Okay, Rob, go ahead, pick up the phone.
Max?
Oh. Only one time. I'm proud of you. You only lost it one time.
Hi, it's Rob.
But it was so dangerously friggin' close.
The Oxbig Latouris get together. You know what's unfortunate is he was so into plugging his stuff.
Yep.
You know what I mean? He didn't care what our names were.
He didn't get it.
Right over his head. Right? Oxbig Latouris.
I understand.
Now he's going on with Rob.
Sure, we'll give you an email, but I tell you what, we're going to need to have you on a lot more before the holidays because you were great. Can we call you back? We'll email our request. We could probably use you for about 90 minutes, like on Friday. You have a lot of your material, it sounded prepared. Have you used it before? Really? It was fantastic. Oh, you have
killer
dad jokes?
Killer stuff.
They were great. And I wish you could see Mike Oxbig and Mike Latouris laughing. Just laughing.
Let me talk to him for a second off the air. Hold on, off the air.
All right, I'll tell you what, Max, I'll tell you what. Max, you need to hold on a second.
Both of us.
They just broke for a second. They want to talk to you again. So hold on.
Are you ready to pick up the hotline?
Yeah.
Hey, Max.
Max, how you doing? We're both here. We just went to break.
Mike Oxbig here. I want to tell you something.
Yeah. That'd be great.
We just want to tell you something.
And that is some killer stuff. We really appreciate it.
We've been in the biz for over 25 years, and your stuff was great. Can we book you again?
And if you want to go on other, hold on, if you want, because we're really strapped on time. If you want to go on other shows, please, you know, mention our names. If you mention
Mike, we're back on the air.
Okay, sorry about that.
All right, everybody, we're back. Mike Oxbig.
Mike Latouris.
Good afternoon. Enjoyed talking on the telephone to Max the Chad fella.
Max was a good people, and we're back on the air right now. We were on the air, actually off the air. We were talking to him during the break, and
we really shouldn't do that. We've got to move on. Rob, would you please handle this for us?
Max.
You're still off the air, but listen, we're going to need you like Friday for like, I'm looking at the schedule, we're pretty wide open. Do you think you can clear up, are you on Eastern or what?
Oh, good. All right, lose him, Rob.
All right.
Hey, Rob.
We're never going to use him again.
Get rid of him, Rob.
Okay. God damn.
Rob could go on for 3 hours like this.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, and we'll do about 2.5 or 3 hours. We can go long sometimes, because sometimes Mike Oxbig goes long.
Mike Oxbig.
I understand.
Mike Litoris.
Mike Litoris says his bit was right on the button.
You ever get to the Baltimore area?
Okay, hang up on
him,
Rob.
Yeah, we'd love to have you.
Yeah, Rob, get rid of him.
Come on.
All right, Max, God bless.
God.
And talk to you later.
Rob has made a new friend.
Bye. He's freeing up 3 hours for you.
Okay. All right, well, we've stumbled onto a great new one.
Oh, you're right about that, Mike Oxbig.
I can't disagree with you, Mike Litoris.
And I like the spellings, too. L-E-T-O-R-E-S.
He's a guy that, dummy, he's trying to go on the computer to really...
Mike Oxbig, Mike Litoris.
Be right back.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
Let me have Dick for $100, Bob.
All right, Dick is styling moose.
Carl.
Nexus Pro Formula 7000.
Carl, you are on the board.
Let's go back to Dick for $200,
all right?
True or false? Dick can affect the weather according to his mood.
Pat, true.
It is true. Right now, let's pause for this commercial.
John and Mike.
All right, we're going to have an NFL coach on the phone in just a second.
Very good.
Let me clear through a couple of these lines that are ringing. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, man. You know that level you guys got for heaven?
Huh?
That level for heaven that you have for the crooks, criminals, and so on.
Oh, yes.
You've done for that guy and that old lady in the past. Totally awesome. You just hit level number one.
Oh, that's very nice.
Oh, well, this is a nice compliment. Thank you.
All right, don't ruin the image, sir.
No, I recruit as many listeners out here in Sacramento as I can possibly.
Oh, you're talking about,
the good thing we're doing for the guy sending him out to Nevada.
Yeah, let's knock that off. That's like Jack Diamondish to talk about that all the time.
Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
And farting out of the dark brown corner with a professional flatulence record of 1 win, 0 losses, with that 1 victory by way of technical knockout. Via 27 thunderous ass bombs, all coming from the studios of NEW. Droopy Don Geronimo.
Thank you. Oh, and he's gone.
I was waiting for him to go to my corner.
I thought you were going to get some props for your farts today.
Yeah, absolutely. I was all set to, you know, come into the ring like that guy against, Vargas, whatever his name was. I was telling Don about that fight where the guy had the headband and then he set up a cinder block wall.
The pay-per-view that was on this weekend.
Yeah, Felix Trinidad. That was the fight. Felix Trinidad against Vargas. And Vargas comes through and he's got all these guys dressed like Mayans or whatever. Incas, you know, Mexican Indians. And he goes through this cinder block wall, and then he proceeded after 12 rounds to get hurt really bad.
Oh. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don. This is Dennis Murphy.
All right, listen, enough with the phone calls. I got to make a phone call myself right now.
Who are you calling?
I'm calling Norm Turner because, frankly, he got fired on Monday.
Right.
And he was on the show twice on Monday, and both times it was embarrassing.
So weird.
Well, let's see how he's doing, I guess. Probably a little depressed, I would imagine.
Sure.
I was told, and I had erroneous information the last time we talked to him, I was told that he had turned a corner.
I hope so.
That the last time we talked to him on Monday, the day he was fired, he was in his Full Metal Jacket mode, where he was talking about killing everybody and eating everybody.
Hello,
Norv.
Yeah, who's this?
Norv, Don Geronimo, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, hi, Don. How are you? I'm just sitting here, I'm just sitting around the house and not doing much, getting ready to go out on a few interviews. I'm just hanging out. Not really. I'm better than I was the other day when I talked to you. You know, there's no question that I'm a little down, but I'm gonna rise again. I just decided that
Football's not going to be what I'm going to be doing. I decided football's not exactly where I want to go.
You're not going to be a football coach.
No, I've got actually a new line of work, and I always got by a surprise for it today. I'm going down to Sarasota in about 2 weeks. It's a good time of year to go down there. I'm going down to the Clown College.
You're going to the Ringling Brothers Clown College?
Yeah, I never told you this, Don. We had a good football team, and it was real tough to leave all that behind. But I've always had harbored a secret desire, to go into clowning. Clowning's something that I'm really into. I enjoy it, and I'm looking forward to it. I've got actually some supplies here. There you go. Norvo. It's Marie. Norvo the Clown, really excited about that. Woo! Hey, boys and girls, it's Norvo the Clown coming to your birthday party. If I do real well, maybe someday I can get up to the level where I can actually go into the circus and Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey. Or maybe I could do Clyde Beatty Cole Brothers Circus. I'd love to do that.
Let's pretend. Let's say that I'm the little kid having the birthday. My name is Donnie.
All right, hold on. Let me get my stuff here.
All right.
Second. I'll be right
let me back. Just say that this is an amazing transformation.
Sure is.
For this man who just a few days ago was near suicidal.
All right, we can practice our clowning?
Now, are you wearing the clown suit now?
How do you know that? I got a big feet, and I don't have the nose on. That's why I couldn't talk to you if I had the nose on. I can put the nose on for you. Hold on just a second.
Right, but it's not necessary to put the nose on.
No.
Hi, Norm.
This is Coach Norvo.
Hey.
Coach Norvo, the football clown.
Hey, Norm.
Football-io.
And Coach,
I got to take this nose off.
Yeah, take the nose off.
Right, here we go. Oh, Jesus.
All right, now, Coach Norm.
All right, we're going to win the football game with Norm the Clown.
All right, I'm the kid. I'm having the birthday.
Okay, boys and girls, hi. I'm Norm the Clown, and I'm going to be clowning for you today. I'm going to make some poodles out of balloons, and this isn't going to work.
Norm?
Oh, yes.
What's wrong, Norm?
I'm just real depressed. I don't know if I'll be a good clown, just like I wasn't a good football coach.
No,
I don't think I can be a good clown, Don. Just like I could be a good football coach.
Are you still wearing your Redskins warm-up suit?
I've got actually clown shoes, and I've got big polka dot pants that are oversized, and I've got it all set. We're gonna try again. I just got I have these pretty violent mood swings. Let me try it again. Oh, it's normal, kids. Come on, everybody, let's play pin the tail on my neck. Come on, here we go. Here we go.
Norm,
I'm really excited. Here we're going to be Norm the Clown. I'll tell you right now, I want all the kids to gather around, and Norm is going to make you a toy poodle. It's a miniature poodle. I'm going to make you, look,
hey,
little
Norm.
Toy. I'm going to make a little toy Michael Westbrook right here. Look at this, little toy Michael Westbrook. There you see Michael Westbrook laid up? Let me blow up the balloon. Hold up. There's it. Now I'm going to twist it into Michael Westbrook shape. There we go.
Oh, now you're breaking the balloon, Norm.
There he goes. He's dead, kid.
Hey, Norm. Oh.
Michael Westbrook's dead.
Norm, let me play you something.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yesterday on our show, I was complaining about what a bad radio station this is, about how they were running a promo that didn't portray you in the most positive light.
All right, that's all right. Yeah, no question. This comes with the territory.
They've changed the promo, and I'd like you to hear the new promo the station has that promotes the coaching change.
All right.
Okay?
I try to move mine, but if you want to do that, that's all right.
Just listen to this. Norvo the Clown, tell me what you think of this piece of production.
All right.
This Sunday on Redskins Radio, 106.7 WJFK, new head coach Terry Ravisky leads our Redskins into Texas Stadium to face the Cowboys.
The focus is just going to be to go to Dallas, get the ball in the end zone, score some points.
Can he motivate the players?
No. Depending on what the event is, I can motivate you if I had
no way. No way.
And the Cowboys.
No.
3-1, kickoff at 4. Only here, Redskins Radio, 106.7 W.
You want to hear another one, Norm?
No.
Now listen to this one.
Wow.
Listen to this one.
Terry Ravisky is the new head coach of the Washington Redskins.
I am the guy.
There's only one thing on his mind.
As a Redskin fan, as a Redskin alum, as a Redskin around the world, I think everybody knows that rivalry, Dallas Titans. That's my focus.
I don't know.
You don't know what, Norm?
I don't think it's good. I think it sucks.
3-1, kickoff at 4.
I don't care anymore. Pre-game for me.
6.7.
Pre-game for me is going to be, do I just stand in front of the hear a popping zits.
Oh.
I'll tell you right now, I just don't feel any need for that. Why are you making such a big deal on your radio station about Terry Verbisky? You know, he worked for me. He's on my coaching staff, and he worked under me coaching our football team.
Now, Norm, I thought you were going to focus now on being a clown.
I don't want to be a clown. I was really moving by it. I went out and bought out the store, the sound effects that I have.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on a second. Now I'm all depressed. And I bought the big shoes and the clown pants. I bought the fake putty nose, and I put it now. You have to play Terry Verbisky, and you just spiraled me back into that thing I was in the other day, Don.
Oh, no, you're not in Full Metal Jacket, are you?
Hi, Don.
Oh, dear.
Hi, Joker.
I'm Coach Norv Turner.
Oh, no.
I'm going to kill you.
Oh, Norv.
I swear to God, I'm so depressed. I don't know what to do now. My mood swings are all over the place. My family's left. They can't live with me anymore. They've left
Norv.
Me and abandoned me. I'm in my nice suburban home just with my clown stuff all by myself, and it's really... Yes, sir. I'm Coach Norvo. Want to see some magic, kids? I can make a 21-point lead disappear.
Oh,
yes, sir. Fantastic. I don't know what I'm going to do, Don.
Yes, Norm.
How old are your children?
I have one son. He is 15. I have a daughter who is 22.
Would your son like a clown for his birthday? I'll do it for you for free.
He's a little too old. You know, though, my friend Mike has two daughters.
Would he like a clown for his kid's birthday?
I bet they... Well, it's not even their birthday, but I bet for a Christmas party.
Oh, Christmas clown. Let me write that down. Hold on. That's better than I... I'm doing a game plan. You know, I prepare game plans every Monday and Tuesday, and now I'm going to perform Norv's game plan. Okay, be clown at Mike O'Mara's kid's Christmas party. Norv, the Christmas clown, doing a magic act with the sound effect. And noise maker. Really excited about that. Norville the Clown coming to a theater near you, kids. Should be real bad. I tell you, kids, I'm real excited about being Norville the Clown, and
hey,
I'm
Norm?
Excited about your football team.
Norm?
All right, well.
Did you take my advice? You bang your wife hard the other night?
No, she left.
Oh. She left.
Yeah, she's gone. Took everybody. She's out of there. She can't stand my mood swings. And she didn't like it. I came in. I was there the other day right after the firing, and I came home. It was shortly after I talked to you, and I was sitting naked on the bathroom floor, just sitting on the towel, staring at the wall, you know, just sitting there all by myself. And when I stood up, my ass had actual marks of the tile that we had in our bathroom just stuck in there, because I was in there for a good hour and a half, 2 hours, sitting naked on the floor, just staring right at the wall with nobody. Don't blame it myself.
You told us yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, Coach Norv's story is almost as sad as the guy who called us with the car wreck.
Oh, no.
It's a cruel business.
We had a guy with a car wreck on the show today. He's not had sex for 10 years.
Right.
You told us you'd not had sex in the 7 years you were the coach of the Redskins.
No, we didn't do it either because, you know, all the turmoil and all the emotional activity. I'll be honest with you, Don, since I left the football club and I cleaned out my office, my stomach hasn't been what it should be. I have had the most incredible diarrhea you wouldn't believe. And it won't seem to stop. I think I've lost 15 pounds.
Have you J-O'd?
Yes, oh, I always J-O. I J-O'd out of Redskins Park all the time, too. How do you think you keep your head together? You got to do something. There's got to be... I've always said when I'm coaching a football team, when I'm coaching with the Cowboys or with any, you know, Rams, anybody else, I got to tell you something, Don. A man's got to have a little pleasure in life, and there's no question. I've got a little pleasure.
Will you address a rumor that I heard?
Sure, go ahead.
That you've pleasured yourself on the desk of Daniel Snyder?
Oh, I did that regularly. You know, he'd go home. He had a normal schedule, but I'd coach his schedule, and that's when we're you know, there's no question. We're in the building when there are other people aren't in the building. And when I would do it, I'd wait till he was gone, and then I would pleasure myself. I'd clean it, though. I wouldn't leave it there because that's evidence. You know, I can do that whole DNA thing. So I'd take one of his sweatshirts that he has, that he gives out to his clients, and I'd wipe it off. Those were the good old.
Hey, Norm, don't cry.
I just want to come back. Do you think they'd have me back?
Hey, Norm, listen, I got something to make you laugh.
What?
Mike and I were just doing a bit where we were calling some guy doing a fake phone bit.
Yeah.
And the names that we were using were Mike Oxbig.
Mike Oxbig.
He likes that.
And the other name... And the other name is Mike Latouris.
Mike Latouris. You're killing me with that. You made me smile. God bless you. That is the funniest thing. Mike Oxbig and Mike Latouris.
Yeah.
You guys
Keep your head up, Norm.
Keep your head up, Don.
Keep your head up. Don't
I got to go rehearse.
Don't kill anybody.
All right, I'm going to go practice. I really think I'm going to get out of the football business. I'm going to be a clown.
All
righty. You take care.
Hang All right, man. Thanks,
Norm. Bye, boys. Nice talking to you.
Norvo.
Norvo the clown. Norvo the clown. Oh, that sucks. I think I'm going to go... jail. I think I'll jail right now.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. We're hearing something I don't want to hear now.
Oh, yeah. Yes, Dion Sanders.
J-O into the sound. He's thinking about Dion.
That's Super weird. Bowl winner. Super Bowl winner. Super Bowl winner. Who's the Super Bowl winner? Ooh.
Oh. I'm a Super Bowl winner. Can you tell?
And he's gone.
How the mighty have fallen.
There he goes. Head coach. Former, you know, I still, God damn it, I still call the guy head coach of the Redskins.
Man, he's all over the place again. I thought that, he, you know, he sounded really calm when we first talked to him. But then, bingo.
Former head coach of the Washington Redskins.
You think he'll stay in football?
North Turner. I don't know. I don't know what was his aspiring clown career.
Yeah. Anybody's guess.
I don't know. It's time for news and comments now.
Mm-hmm. In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
It's me.
He made it up.
You know, I'll tell you something about North Turner, and I told Mike this off the air.
Right.
Really? I mean, I'm sure he's not listening today.
Right.
I really talked to the guy.
Right.
I mean, I talked to him since he was fired, because I genuinely liked him.
Right. Yes.
You know, I didn't tell him the bits we were doing.
Well, the bits we were doing are pure fantasy.
Right. But the answer...
What if he really did go off the deep end?
You know,
exactly.
And the answer to the question is, and I think I'm not betraying a confidence when I tell you, he told me personally he has been offered jobs already.
Sure he has. Cool.
And that he will be a head coach in the NFL next year.
Absolutely.
Wow. Norm Turner, good guy.
Very good guy.
Good guy who I hope is not listening to the show today. Because, I mean, Jesus, you know, my conversation with him was like, you know...
blame it all on me.
Him going, you know, I appreciate your support.
Blame it all on me.
That's all I'll say.
So I wasn't out there at the park. You can blame it all on me.
Mike's fault. Hello, Dennis.
Yeah, hi, God. Hi, Mike.
Why, Dennis? What?
I was wondering, the last guys on KHTK... they want to go on the morning show tomorrow so they can interview me. Is that okay?
Oh, sure. You mean the morning show on our Sacramento station? I don't see...
H-T-K.
I don't see why not. As long as you're down here, in your Santa suit, singing at 3 o'clock tomorrow.
By 3 o'clock.
Right, gotcha.
Hey, Don?
Yes, Dan?
Can I plug my website, please?
Go ahead.
Okay, DennisLiffy.com. And also, for the WNEW listeners, hey, you can order my CD also.
All right. Thank you, Dennis.
Thank you, Dennis.
Hi, Mike.
Hello.
I guess what?
I mean, you just limped through that N-E-W part of it.
Well, you're not getting a lot of orders from New York City?
No, I just got one.
Just one. All right. Bye, Dennis.
Okay. I'll see you all tomorrow at 3 o'clock sharp.
All right, then, Dennis.
Bye, Dennis.
Okay.
Bye.
I'm gleaning the wire.
There you go.
Very clever now with the microphone.
What is your lead story tonight on the news in the comments?
Tonight, the Republicans make a move to guarantee a W.
All right.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up. The Don and Mike Show.
Before you say that was, yes, the P word, let me give everybody one more shot at the money on today's show.
All right.
The secret sound, the holiday secret sound, is worth $500.
Good.
You got a shot right now if you're the 100th caller. At 877-365-3636. Two guesses so far today that have been dangerously close.
Really?
We'd love to give away the money. $500. We got backup sounds, right?
Sure.
So if we get a winner on this, we go right with the next one?
Absolutely.
Beautiful. Be the 100th caller now. You'll get a shot at the money. And, Mike, that was very... Professional. www.egars.com. The man's on fire today.
Thank you very much. Yes, big time.
He's the Rod Carew of fire, of farting right now.
Yeah, I got a 350 batting average.
It's the friggin' Ty Cobb of farting today. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
just like 4 solid hours of prostate manipulation. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, Buzzy, hang on. We got our caller 100. Right here. We'll get right to the news and the comments. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
I am caller 100.
Yes, you are. What's your name?
Dave.
Until the break. Dave, where are you from?
I'm from Rockville.
Beautiful. Dave, listen, here's a good prize. You won a $100 gift certificate from the Fashion Center at Pentagon City.
Ooh. All right.
Buy anything you want during the holiday season. Simply the best shopping with more than 170 of your favorite stores.
That's where I get all my dresses.
Now, are you ready to go for the big bucks?
Yes, sir.
All right, $500 online. Holiday secret sound, number one. It has something to do with Christmas.
All right.
Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, mm-hmm. One of those. You know, one of those three, but mainly Christmas.
Right.
Holiday Secret Sound will play it for you now. Identify it. Within 15 seconds, we'll give you $500. Please don't answer till Mike sings right.
Rob!
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I know, man.
Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is. And let me just turn it up a notch. That really makes this bit. The sleigh bell loop.
And the odds are in my favor.
Yeah.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Yeah.
Yes! God, yes!
I'll guess, let's see. I didn't hear the first guess, but I'll say it's opening a Christmas gift.
Opening a Christmas gift, and that is...
No!
Oh, no. We're sorry.
Nope, absolutely not. Thank you, though.
All right, thanks, guys.
And don't forget that almost every guest
is a clue for you.
Now let's go right to Guy Burnley. A buzz brought to us tonight by Best Buy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This holiday season, give the magical gifts that let people have more fun with their time. Best Buy. Turn on the fun.
Yeah. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Never mind the Florida Supreme Court hearing tomorrow on the election that would not die. Never mind the two county cases being heard today in which Al Gore's trying to get some Republican votes thrown out to match the Democratic votes already discarded. Never mind, in fact, the court ruling against George W. Bush today that recount votes must be considered. Pay attention instead to the lawmakers of Florida. The mostly Republican Florida legislatures come up with a way to make sure their guy wins, no matter what all the judges say. They say they'll meet in a special session Friday to choose Electoral College members they know will vote for Bush. They say they have to do that to make sure Florida's votes get counted when the entire Electoral College meets on December 18th.
You know what's pissing me off about this is that every time you think there's going to be a resolution, it's going to the Supreme Court.
Right. Yeah, and I thought...
They're going to hear it.
I mean, all the noise coming out of the Gore cam now is that, you know, at the Supreme Court, once that's done, that's done. I mean, that, they're actually saying that they're going to abide by it.
And it was supposed to be, well, they're going to have the decision Wednesday. No, the Supreme Court is meeting Wednesday. They'll have the decision Thursday.
Right.
And now what I'm hearing from you is that...
It's not going to matter anyway.
If it doesn't go the way that one of them wants on Thursday... It's just going to freaking continue.
Apparently so. These county hearings that are taking place today are still underway, and even if they were to be finished by now, the judges in those cases say they won't have a decision for a couple of days. The Florida Supreme Court meets tomorrow to hear both sides argue, but they won't have a decision for several days. The Florida legislature may wrap this up before any of these cases get settled.
And listen, really, seriously, I mean, I know I was mad a month ago, and I was really pissed.
Yep.
How come the average Joe Sixpack isn't getting madder about this yet?
I think a lot of people are getting desensitized. Yeah. I think a lot of people are getting numb to it. But, you know, the one thing I thought is that we were, you know, there was light at the end of the tunnel with this thing. And now you're saying that after all of this court stuff, it didn't matter anyway because the legislature is going to pick
it. Yeah, the light at the end of the tunnel is the Republican Florida legislature at this point, which is apparently going to make the decision for everybody.
And when is that?
They meet on Friday. That's the plan.
But that doesn't mean they're going to make the decision Friday.
I don't know.
Okay.
You know, that's I'll give you the honest answer.
I mean, how effed up can it be? And you know what? I blame the United States Supreme Court. I really do. Because I think the United States Supreme Court could have at least given some direction to everybody in this. And they chose to say, well, go back and give us a clarification. And I think that's crap. And
I
really do.
I blame both of these dicks that are running for president. Listen, whichever one of you the douchebags wins, you're going to do a half-assed job as it is.
You're right.
People aren't going to trust you. It's like you're in a pissing contest now that you can't win.
Yeah, you are. You're right. I mean,
one of you.
It's sad. It's sad that it had to happen like this. And it's sad that we don't have a system that's in place that really can protect against something like this, you know, where it's a little more cut and dry, where you have this crap going on. It shouldn't be like that. It's 2000, for God's sake.
One of you just friggin' quit.
I still blame Ralph Nader.
Yeah, right, me too a little bit. Yeah. Whatever.
You know,
absolutely.
Cross-eyed queer.
You know all that ground the stock market gained yesterday?
Yeah.
Well, it lost some of that today.
Sure. Of course it did.
The Dow finished down by 233 points.
I see you should have sold your Nokia yesterday.
Nah, Nokia was unchanged today. NASDAQ lost about a third of what it gained yesterday, closing down by 93 points.
Still order you to sell that Nokia.
Not in a million years. What goes up must come down, apparently.
Did you say I still order you to sell?
Yeah,
Nokia. John, I will. I didn't know it was a direct order.
I command.
I'll sell it this afternoon.
I order you to sell your Nokia.
Done and done.
Because listen, you'll make money on that.
No, that's not the way you do it. You do it by buying something and then holding on to it for an extremely long period of time.
Okay. That's fine. That's fine. When you need money, don't come to me. Because I'm going to say N-O-K-I-A.
Okay, very good.
Nokia.
I'd sell some of the other stuff in there, but they won't let me.
There were some disappointing corporate profit reports today, mainly from Apple Computers and Bank of America, and that led the way on this trouble today. If they find O.J.'s fingerprints on that guy's eyeglasses, Simpson could spend up to a year in jail.
O.J.
And by the way, they did question O.J. The police did this afternoon. No word on the results of that yet, but the guy I refer to...
O.J.
is the alleged victim of Simpson's alleged road rage the other night in Miami, where O.J. moved to give himself a fresh start, you remember.
Hey, listen, and I'm all for people getting... fair treatment in the news.
Uh-huh.
But when it's OJ,
right?
Can we all just stop saying alleged? I mean, I think OJ has given up the right to have alleged before anything that he does
right.
from this point on in his life.
Well, I'll see about, right after I sell my Nokia stock, I'll see about getting that. I'll call the Miami Herald, is that what it
sure,
is?
Yes.
And I'll see, I'll say, don't use alleged anymore.
Because we know he did it. Whatever it is he's accused of, we know he did it.
He was found not guilty in a court of law,
but he was found liable in a civil court.
That's true.
That same incident.
OJ.
But he is a free man today.
Yes, yes, he is.
Indeed.
And reaching into a guy's car to assault him is a felony in Florida. 55-year-old Jeff Pattinson flashed his brights at Simpson after OJ's black Lincoln Navigator sailed through a stop sign at a busy intersection.
How is OJ affording a Lincoln Navigator? Isn't he supposed to be giving every penny to the Goldmans?
You know, I read he's got kind of a scam. He's got a way of managing his money that allows him to do that, and so that he doesn't have to pay the money to the Brown family as the civil case ordered him to do. He's got a way of sort of keeping himself cash poor so that he never has to pay on that judgment.
Yeah, I think you'd find that Navigator and all the other things that he has, the accoutrement, would be under the guise of being necessities.
Right.
That's, you know, living expenses.
Now listen, I got news for you.
You know, he'd say,
Hyundai is a necessity.
Right, right.
A Navigator.
Sure.
You know, that's a Ray Lewis killing mobile. That's what that is.
Allegedly.
Yes. In Ray Lewis's case, I'll give him allegedly.
Right.
Sure.
Okay.
He didn't cut any girl's head off.
No. Well, an argument followed this traffic altercation. Jeff says O.J. reached into his car, grabbed his glasses, scratched his face. Simpson says he never laid a glove on the guy. Jeff says O.J.'s daughter was back in the Navigator.
Why is O.J. wearing gloves if he's in Florida?
Figure of speech. Never laid a glove on the guy. I used that figure of speech in reference to the previous trial.
That's okay. Right. You must have quit.
Jeff says O.J.'s daughter was in the back of the Navigator screaming, "No, Daddy, no."
Oh, man. How old is his daughter?
What is she? She's got to be like 9 now.
Oh, that's great to do. Yeah. Come on.
9 years till Playboy.
Six companies that make those aluminum scooters have been told to stop by a judge in Los Angeles. The judge is dealing with a case brought by the Razor Company, makers of the original scooter that's become so popular lately.
Let me make sure we're not giving one away today, Buzz.
But we're giving away the originals, the good ones.
Yeah.
And that's okay. The judge says that can continue.
Gotcha.
Right.
Okay, OJ.
The judge has stopped the sale of scooters by companies like Gen X Sports, K2, Titan, Weisco, and a couple other companies. Those companies say they'll appeal. Experts say this should not affect the number of scooters available during the holiday shopping season.
As a matter of fact, if OJ is really down on his luck financially...
Right.
You should be taking his kids to school on a Razor scooter.
I think it's a great idea.
I mean, a Hyundai's too good for OJ.
I don't want OJ anywhere near a Razor.
All right, hey. Touche, Buzz.
On a big.
Time out. More news, more comments coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This has a show gone crazy.
Two of Carmi's minions, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Proud of him.
Yeah.
Hold on, Buzzy. Hold on, Don on my show.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hi.
OJ's money?
Yes.
He has two sources. One is his NFL player's pension.
Oh, that's right, and they can't touch that.
It's about $175,000, $200,000 a year.
And Jesus Christ. He makes $200,000 a year from his NFL player's pension?
Yeah, the Players Association takes care of the veterans.
And how come Johnny Unitas is bitching all the time about how he has no money?
I think it's isn't it based on when he played, right?
Yeah, the size of how much you made when he was a player and stuff. The second thing is, I believe that OJ is the trustee for his kids' trust funds, and therefore he can buy things on behalf of his children, so I guess his kids need an navigator.
OJ. All right, thank you.
Sure.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Hello, Don and my show.
Counselor.
Hello.
I'm Mike Buzz.
Hi.
Hate to call up at the end of the show and fight with you guys, but back on when you started off on the news, Buzz was talking about the Republican legislature is going to steal the whole election.
I didn't say steal.
Well, you basically said they're going to decide it all for everyone, and you might as well give up.
Oh, well, I said they are going to make what looks like will be the final decision, yes.
Well, I mean, it kind of upsets me. I don't know if you were talking about the average Joe six-pack. I mean, I don't know if you guys...
Does that upset you?
Hey, is there a chance that maybe you could, row your way across Lake Point pretty soon and get to it?
Okay, look, you take your power for granted on how people get their news. You know, the average Joe...
Here's how I take my power... Here's how I take my power for granted. Kiss my ass. You're off the air, douchebag.
Didn't even get to his point, and I'm glad.
You take your powers for granted.
What was he talking?
Do you know what he was complaining about?
I think he objected to the tone of the first story.
What was the tone?
I don't know. I don't even remember.
It's in his mind, apparently.
I don't really F him.
Yeah.
F him. Forget him. Right.
And yeah. I'm not saying anything right now. I'm just holding my hand up and going,
wah.
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 Wah. I got it. You're doing, wah.
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 Did you watch any of that when it was on? We never talked about that.
Yes, I watched it when the little girl from the Pepsi commercial was on.
Yeah. She did a good job, actually. I know you say anybody can play that role.
Anybody can play
that. That's hard to do, though.
No, anybody can play, what's her name?
Helen Keller.
Right. Wow. Wow. Please. It's a step up from Forrest Gump. So easy to play a retard. It really is. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. The reports from the malls haven't been so good, but we've not been shy this year about shopping online. The latest report...
Yeah, and you know what? I got to worry also about someone who uses this show as their primary news source.
Yeah, don't do that.
With no offense to Buzz, who does a great job preparing the news in the comments.
Everybody gives us the news with a lighthearted twist.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's folksy. That's right,
Rob. That's right. We haven't been shy about shopping online this year. The latest report shows we spent $1.3 billion... in just 1 week, Thanksgiving week. That's almost 2.5 times what we spent that week last year. A lot of the increase went to airline tickets, but the report says we also bought computer hardware, toys, clothing, electronics as part of that 140% increase.
And you don't think it's easy playing a retard in a movie?
Uh-huh.
Rent or buy someone for this holiday season, the movie Nell. Okay, with Jodie Foster.
Jodie Foster, sure.
Jodie Foster. Thank you.
This Christmas, don't give the gift that keeps on giving. Don't give gonorrhea. After 22 years on the downslope, gonorrhea, or the clap, is back with a vengeance.
Hey, J.R. Russ.
After the number of cases in this country dropped 72% between 1975 and 1997, they headed back up again by more than 9% between 97 and 99. Doctors say it might be that we're just finding more cases thanks to better tests and more tests.
But speaking of gonorrhea...
Yes?
This is Jeremy Coleman speaking for the Don and Mike Show.
They say the gonorrhea rate in the U.S. is the highest of any industrialized country, about 50 times what it is in Sweden, for example.
We can do better.
The government says 15 million Americans get a sexually transmitted disease every year, half of which are incurable viral infections like herpes or genital warts.
Hello, my friends. This is Julio Iglesias wishing all of you happy holidays and a great, great new year.
You never know.
Yeah, I know.
You never know who's got it.
That's right.
All the girls I've loved before.
So be careful.
Come on. That's a gonorrhea song.
You mentioned J.R. Russ.
Right.
There was a disc jockey we worked with. We did the morning show. He did the overnight show.
Mm-hmm.
We came in to work one morning about 5:15. Show started at 5:30.
Right.
The guy's elated.
All happy.
He tells us he got gonorrhea.
Laughing about it.
Wow.
Then he, like, bounced out of the studio and out to his car.
He's got gonorrhea.
Hey, I got gonorrhea. Oh, man.
Gonzo Friday.
Got gonorrhea. See ya.
Wow.
It's like, okay. Glad it doesn't bother you. Bothers us. Like, we spend the rest of those, like, 10 minutes, even though you can't get it that way, spraying down everything in the
washing
studio.
Washing your hands.
Absolutely.
Sure. Today's golden model of good parenting hails from Columbia, Tennessee. She's the mother of a 9-year-old boy. In just one evening, on just one telephone, the boy called the 911 emergency number over and over again, tying up the line for 6 hours so people with real emergencies couldn't get through. 91 calls he made altogether, according to police. Quoting one official, sometimes there'd be dead air, or he'd burp or holler or say he wanted to order a pizza. The boy now faces criminal charges.
Well, now, don't the cops have something that allows them to trace if you make a 911 call?
Yeah, and they used it, and they tracked this kid down. Why it took 6 hours,
yeah,
I don't know.
91
it's,
calls?
Yeah, exactly. It's Columbia, Tennessee. I don't know.
All right, I got you.
Police say the boy's mother, and this is my favorite part, the boy's mother told them her son had been playing with the cell phone all day. Yeah, no need to supervise him, I guess.
No!
The American Medical Association is asking the government to make the morning after pill as easy to get as aspirin.
OU812.
No, this is a different pill. The morning after pill does not induce abortion like RU486.
So I always get that mixed up with right. The Van Halen album.
OU812. Right. As a pill, it isn't quite as controversial.
Come on, baby, finish what you started.
But making it over the counter is controversial.
I can't do Sammy Hagar.
No,
wish
can.
I could. I really wish I could.
Oh, no.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
Planned Parenthood is all for the pill. Pro-lifers are against it. When taken within 3 days of intercourse, the morning after pill prevents ovulation. If it's taken too late, it doesn't do anything at all. There are two morning after pills already on the prescription market. One of them, interestingly enough, is called Plan B.
You know, I haven't been drinking.
What?
I haven't been drinking in a while, but I mean, the morning after pill, you know, I'm all for this birth control and stuff,
right.
But the morning after pill, how about somebody come up with a morning after pill for the morning after? I mean, the real morning after.
Hangover cure. Yeah.
Thank you very much. I'm here all week.
Right.
I mean, really, for God's sakes, we send people to the moon,
right?
But we can't cure the common hangover.
We sure can't,
Mike. During the holiday season. You know, if we had less hangovers and a medicine you could take, I might still be able to have a cocktail or two.
Please, like you're not going to have any cocktails.
No.
Like you're not going to... We have the party Friday night.
Right.
Would you like to bet? Would you like to bet me that I will not drink at the Christmas party?
Really?
Like a good bet? Like you get my keyboard back?
I'm thinking about it.
I get
but,
my keyboard back.
But you know, you'd be so motivated.
Yeah, well, I'm not anyway.
To get the keyboard back.
You can make it a minimal bet. And I'm not. I'm
wow.
not doing it.
Good
I'm,
for
I,
you.
I'm drinking one night during the holidays. I'm going to drink on one night during the holidays.
What night?
New Year's
what?
Eve.
New Year's Eve?
New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I will not drink at the holidays. Now, wait a minute. I don't want peer group pressure. I won't go to the Christmas party.
There will be a peer group. And listen, if I call for it or not, you know there's peer group pressure at the Christmas party to drink.
Well, yeah, but
I'll
get angry if that happens. I'm really trying to.
I won't
behave
orchestrate
myself.
Anything. I promise.
I'm trying to behave myself.
I promise.
It'll be the same thing that happens. You know, sometimes you're not drinking and I'm drinking. Sometimes I'm not drinking. And whenever that happens, we both, like, you'll go the opposite direction. And then come on. You know, and the roles will be reversed.
I know they will.
I don't know.
All right, I'll
I'm watching you.
I'm watching you.
But do you want to do a bet? But you know what? I hate that because
you know what? I'll bet
with you if you're cool about the fact that
I'll bet
you know,
your keyboard.
Okay,
I'll bet your keyboard.
Right.
With the promise that I won't pressure other people to get you to drink.
Okay, okay. Because I'm not, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. I know. Look at the look. He doesn't have to use anybody else. Look at the look he's giving.
It'll be just me.
Yeah.
Just
don't do that to me all night.
Just
please.
Me.
Please,
I will.
Please, yeah. I don't.
Just give me the look. Just give me the puppy dog look.
That's fine. Okay.
Come on.
Yeah, okay.
Just one.
All right.
Just one. You mean you won't? Let me just say this.
Yeah.
Do you realize
this is not, you know, this is not spur of the moment. This is something that I'm actually mapping out the whole.
But let me just say that this December,
yes,
will be our 15th anniversary of working together.
Is this the 15th anniversary?
Yes.
Yeah.
And you won't share a drink with me at the only social occasion we're going to have to celebrate that moment together?
Now, you're saying to me that he's already doing it to me.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm very happy about that. I'm very happy that it's been 50 years. But no, I will not be drinking at the Christmas party.
This is the end of the Don and Mike Show. Find out what happens next tomorrow. Westwood One Entertainment.